Blog Talk Radio.
Bones.
And we got a host of hosts called the Dry Bones Connection out there. Listen up. We got a special guest coming on. Two of them. I got Brother Charles Campbell. He's going to kick it on some things that we need to talk about. Then I might have Brother Tariq show up at the end of the, at the high noon, we're going to bring Brother Tariq in from the West Coast out there. I hope you're out there listening. We are ready to put it down. Another topic. Today's program will be titled, The Black Vote Strikes Again in 2024. We are preparing for such an unbelievable, if it happens, cataclysmic event. Like those of us who saw all this craziness this weekend. Oh, man, so much to talk about. Look forward to hearing from all y'all across the whole region. Let's just say it is a lot of activity in the skies. That's all I can say. The friendly skies is acting a fool, making you wonder what the hell up there with us at the same time. We got flights, seeing things. We got sightings over Buffalo. We got the stars are in high brilliance down here in the MIA. I mean, man, Jupiter and Venus. And out there, all you who are under Venus, are y'all leavers, true leavers, y'all under the rule of Venus. Very powerful planet. Very powerful on Libras. So I hope y'all understand that. And understand you should be able to see all duality based on the fact that Venus is feminine. All right, we're going to make it happen this morning. We're going to do this thing now. I'm going to kick it a little bit like this. The black vote now is becoming so intrinsic in the persona of the 2020-24 election that we got to talk about it and bring everything into the fold. We also had a fabulous show the other night with Sister Antoinette on Mississippi, which we'll be bringing up because Brother Campbell is affiliated to some of this information as well. I think he went to Jackson and we got on that subject, and I'm a piggyback off of that subject. I know y'all hate pigs, but guess what? And we're going to talk about it for a minute and get into the demographics of what's going on, what's at stake for everybody on the continental USA. And, man, much shout out to the thread. I mean, man, that Turtle Island, Sean Wild, them turtles, oh, man, it's all about the turtles with nesting here, man. That's how I got that name. So much stuff to find out on this program. So just get your pens out, get your paper out. Write down what you don't think you know, and what you do know, figure it out and see if it's true. That's what we want you to do here today. But we're going to start it off with two things. The economy, gold, silver, precious metals, real estate, come to Florida, all up. Money game is on high alert down here. Man, we hanging out all. We had a wonderful weekend. Shout out to the Heat. Finally won on the right night. Thank you. Instead of the Nick night, but hey, it happens. Nonetheless, we're going to persevere. Now, the voting game is being played across the whole 10 regions. Period. There's no getting around it. Y'all know what the 10 regions is? Look it up. 10 regions plan, Nixon. We got to go fast today. I got to get two people on here. Now, let's just say this. Joe Biden is your president. He's all our presidents, if you like it or not. He may not represent you in formal way, but figuratively, he represents this so-called corporation. He's the CEO. We don't have a bunch of them now. But y'all, black people, let me tell y'all like a few, like an amoeba. Just grab on and gravitate. I got the statistics here. I'm going to wait till I bring Brother Campbell in, but I'm just going to say this. Joe Biden owed huge money to Atlanta, Philadelphia, and Detroit. Because somehow, those three, listen to what I just said, Atlanta, Philadelphia, and Detroit, those three areas, region four, region two, region five, I mean, this is unbelievable. These regions right here gave almost 70% of the black population with all Democrats. That's all I'm gonna say. Those three areas that gave him, they say that he should have a special virtual inauguration for those in those cities. But those three cities put him over the edge like the Patriots. They even did the analogy. It's come out the Guardian. They did the analogy of the Patriots comeback over Atlanta Falcons, which was unbelievable. Anybody knows sports. That's just any coaching should be like fired after that. If you're going to let a man throw the ball when you got 28 points, you should be running. Because what they're saying is this upset about Biden beating, Trump, that's the analogy of the so-called game where the Patriots won in Atlanta. So Trump was in Atlanta talking shit in the locker room, 28-3, talking shit. We got this shit. We got this shit. Oh, I can see. Now think about that on the analogy level. Trump talking all kind of shit. Oh, we got him. Oh, I got Georgia. I got everything. All of a sudden, Tom Biden come out. Tom Biden running, or Brady, Tom Biden, Brady, whatever. Tom Biden comes running out, talking about he got this. Out of nowhere, somehow, this team that's over the Atlanta Falcons becomes stupefied, dumbfied, niggerfied. Just forget everything. More rail football you can forget. No running no more. Run the clock out. Passing long. Throwing in an interception. Oh, this is a playbook for the self-destruction. So that's what the Republican Party looked like this past. It's self-destruction. There's no outreach at all, the Republican Party, in the black neighborhood. They gave up on the black people. Because according to the numbers, which we're going to talk about later, over 50% in each city, some cities 60%. Some cities 70%. Now, if you don't like math, that's okay. But I just think y'all should look at this. It's unbelievable, these numbers. They don't add up. They don't add up. Then we're going to get into this HR 20 bill with that Antoinette kick off the show with the other night, Thursday. Y'all better listen to that Thursday night show to get some relevancy to where we might be going. And after this one, you can see both sides, though. She had actual on-the-ground activists in Mississippi. And we got one who's going to come on a little later. So I'm going to digress from that right now. Just keep them numbers in fact that you are 60-something percentile of all your votes. Almost 70, some places 80%. No doubt. The question is, we ain't got no problem with that. Nobody got a problem with that before we take it to the next level. We ain't got no problem with that. Okay, so you giving all your power. The question is the results of you giving your power. Give me the results today, Black America First. I want to hear y'all asses, because y'all got a lot of nerves running around here pretending that shit okay. And then I got to talk to everybody, because I was in different areas yesterday. Love Little Haiti. Anybody know, you hanging out, Wynwood, all that area up there. Hey, God love Little Haiti. But guess what, Little Haiti? I got news for you, too. I'm not messing around with nobody today. Now, Little Haiti, you would not think they would be Democrats. They Democrats. Now, I'm going to read how this works. And y'all going to have to explain to me how this works. Where's Elizee Dantor when you need her? It says, according to more than 100 UN peacekeepers ran a child sex ring in Haiti. Now, you voting for the Democratic Party. Now, all I know is from the show we did with Elizee Dantor. Elizee, y'all should know who Elizee is. Very, 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 very distinguished individual on the spokesmanship on behalf of the Haitian community and on the island and worldwide. The question I always ask people, I'd like to get to the facts. Where's your voting power? You know they were voting for Hillary Clinton. It's Hillary Clinton, them brother and them, went and stole all the land in Haiti. Killed the damn president because he wouldn't go along with COVID. Got them floating in boats right now on Key West in the hundreds of groves, but they voted Democratic. Now, let me read the rest of this for a week. None of them were ever jailed now. These 100 UN peacekeepers, they got immunity, man. You're talking about God, that's God immunity. I could have a sex trafficking ring in Haiti, and I get none go to jail. But you worried about all this crap in here. Okay. Imagine the UN going to the United States and raping children and bringing cholera. I forgot they brought cholera too. And this is, hold on, I'm getting ready to get to the nitty gritty. It says, said one lawyer in Haiti. I don't know who that lawyer was, but thank you. Thank you. Now there is a pandemic. Who enforces it? The UN. Now, here's a pandemic that you just gave up. Now, all you Democrat black folks, you gave away your sovereignty. I don't want to hear shit for the rest of the week about you gave the who loves you, baby? Who loves you? Remember the who, the bear? You gave them all power of your medical field ammunition. Yeah, that's what you did. You don't even know it, though, but because it wasn't on the news. But that's what you did. And you, and we supposed to take people serious today on they know what's really going on. And then when it hits, the calamity hits. Now, that's a song, Calamity Hits. I like that. When calamity hits, according to your Bible, all you run around on Facebook showing parties and shit, y'all, but y'all be the church today, I'm going to give you the secrets right here. See, remember you say, I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Remember that? Y'all know that song, Kirk Frank. Y'all know that song. Been singing it for years. I used to play for years. Years. I used to love that beat. Oh, man, what a beat. And I said to myself, man, silver and gold. So, of course, you know, we on the drive bomb. We don't just don't go to church to stay dumb. We go to church to, if I was to go to church, I would like to study and read of what the hell I'm reading about and talking about and that shit. Well, unfortunately, that ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen. Don't even fool yourself. You going there to get entertained, period. Ain't no studying going on no days. Ain't no dictionaries. Y'all know I ain't telling, I'm telling you. Ain't no concordances, no lexicon, no Hebrew quarter. Y'all going to just take the words and make them literally into this translation. Show you ignorant. Call etymology. Go look up the origin of the word, and they have numerical values that you can get on Wednesday nights with Brother Eddie and Antoinette, always. See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You're going to go talking about you're going to have a Bible study. Then why don't you bring some books to the study? But that ain't happening. I see. That ain't happening. Ain't happening at all. So like I say, I tried to warn Haiti a long time ago. I really did. They wouldn't listen to them. They wouldn't listen. Now, they have voted all these Democrats in. All their whole crew is Democrats, everybody, in Florida. And I'm trying to tell you, this is strange, ain't it? That a group, now you can't blame nobody because you gave almost 60% of your voting block to them. That's energy called voting block. Block, knows what's a block. It's the energy thing. Yeah. No money, most of you ain't got no money to give nobody. Nobody at all. I don't think I've seen, if I was to bring statistics up, it'd be embarrassing. I don't even think I want to do that. That's embarrassing. If I showed y'all how much money black folks actually give to campaigns and you talk about you got some pull, really? Really? Should we go there when we bring brother on? Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to show y'all how much money he gave y'all. Even the celebrities ain't even giving the money. They're giving it to a whole new group. Now, we showed you the group, but we ain't going to go there today. We ain't going to go there. But we're going to go celestial right now before we bring you back to Earth, see? See, my brother, we're going to bring you back to earth, my brother Campbell, come on. But we're going to take you to the celestial right now. Because, see, they made an agreement in the celestial about gold, silver. Oh, yes, they did. Oh, yes, they did. I know you might not know about it. It ain't my fault. But they made a hell of an agreement. A hell of an agreement. And that agreement is gold was to be the semiconductor that will bring you under the curse. Okay, where are you going with this? I'm going to show you in a minute. All commodities today, all nations are scrambling to get gold. Scrambling. Every one of them. Big time. I got the list right here. But what you're not going to probably hear on no show, I pretty much just feel confident in saying that. I hate to say it like that, but the magic of the gold. It's all in your Bible book. It's all in your Bible book. So let me get started so I can bring y'all in here. The magic of the gold. Gold is the bars of souls. The bar of souls. It's in the G. The Gallic is Ah. Hebrew is Zavah. Zaheh. Zaheh with a Z. Zohar. Now here's where they got crazy. So they made it into a religious material. 4005, they say, from Ireland with this group. Look up this group. C-U-L-C-U-I-L-L-I-A-E-A-N. The Carillionians. Could be saying it wrong, but look it up. Then it said that that was the religion, that cursed material became a religious material in 45. It became a cursed material in 1260 under Ramsey, they claim. Then it became a cursed lawful money destroying empires from 60 BCE onward as a medium for cursing souls from 1543 onward as bars. Sentence. Your soul's been sentenced. Now let me get deep. Gold, the god of the Roman Caesars, in opposition for the divine creator, as referenced in the New Testament. Now watch, listen to this now. The false god of the Israelites, the golden calf, in opposition to Yah, this is out their own books. The false god of the Menhahas, the Menihah, in opposition of Sibboleth, which is Satan's. He's in opposition. It was opposition for Satan under the ultimate G meaning. I'm going to put that G meaning. The cursed medium into which the salvaged souls by banks condemns our spirit since 1543. Go look that up. Since 1543. The records of civilization and cause of great depressions as lawful money, the medium of spells and madness. This is no other medium has caused so much suffering, such as war or grief. No other medium of material has ever associated with many souls. No other object has been proven to be very worse material for underwriting. Look what it says. The worst material for underwriting lawful money through undisputable evidence of its use. The bankers and the merchants to beguile, usurp, and collapse empires. Yet, despite all the warnings, including the scriptures, warnings of any other substance across more faith than any other material, gold remains the substance worshipped by hundreds of millions, particularly Christians, in absolute contradiction and defiance to their faith. Now, I'm going to even go further and give you the more. They got the holy wizard hat. When you go look this up, it's a hat called the wizard hat. Go look it up. So you come out. That's why I say, that's why you can give yourself a knot. So you'll sold yourself a knot. That's why I say I could connect these Bible scriptures really easily. It's not that hard to do. Not anymore. Then go on to say, look what it says. It says, despite its worship, this is gold now, despite overwhelming historical evidence of its danger, those promote gold, particularly as lawful money, really consider its clear history, its dominant owners, and sole purpose for over 2,000 years as a destroyer of cultures and the bringers of curses and ill fortune upon the spellbound by it. Therefore, the medium acquires such evil symbolism and power. Now, this all came into being. So look up, I told you those, the visor. Wizard means visor, known through the Berlin gold hat. I'm giving y'all a clue while I go through it quickly because I made these books up for a lot of people. And Ramses, the Hyksos, all these groups. Remember, somebody said economics came when Egypt had slaves and all that. Well, y'all better go look this up. But here's where it gets deep. It says, thus, the curse of gold began a hundred of thousands of small bars being minted as first lawful money, all carrying millions of curses associated with the desecration, listen carefully, with the desecration of the holy, that's where you get hyssos from, holy, the Carillions, that group I just said. Now look what it says, front and point the followers of Akhenaten as Moses. Akhenaten as Moses became known as the Israelites or the unclean curse. I'm going to read this coming out. It's coming out of their books, not mine. And I'm going to read this last one before I bring y'all in. It says, the worship of gold as the God in itself. This infusion of millions of curses upon gold is the medium of lawful money as Ramses, the pirate ordering the Israelites. The pirate now. It says Ramses was a pirate ordering the Israelites to melt down the history of the Hyksos. Three groups have dominated and controlled the gold, with only one immune to the curse of gold. One of those groups is immune. Listen carefully. I'm going to let you guess it. The Karelians, other two being the Israelites, and the swamp pirates being the Menes, or Menes Ha. They are the descendants of the Khazars, the Venetians, the Ashkenazis. This coming out their book, not mine. I can go further, but we about to get deep with this. I just told you, gold. Y'all got to, we can go deep now to the Akhenaten, where it was supposed to be mining gold, making people needed to be worshipers of gold. Well, how far do you really want to go with this today before we bring you back to earth? But we got to bring you back to earth. Oh, yes. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We must bring you back to earth because somehow y'all are out of space, floating, trying to get back home. Now, y'all got to ask some questions today when we bring y'all in. How does this happen? Somebody talk to me. How does this happen? You going to tell me we've been saying they've been mining gold? They need, every nation is getting their gold. Now, I got the gold amounts. I just named these groups for you. Under these names, these secret names, and it all goes, I mean, it's all in Libya, Egypt, everywhere. I can go all day long, but I ain't going to do that. But I got the whole tonnage that they have been sacrificing themselves for. And look what it says. It actually says something that's crazy. I'm going to read that part right here for you. It goes on to say the gold reserves held by the Vatican and their Venetian pirate masters. Goes on to say, the U.S., listen to this before I get to the main part of it. The Roman Catholic Church controls 60,350 metric tons of gold, twice the size of official gold reserves around the world, approximately 30% of all gold ever minted and produced. All current prices, it puts the asset value at the greatest treasure in human history. Goes on to say the wars, the Great Crusades, Western Civilization, the Templar Wars, the New World, the slave mines, all was designed. Now, before we get deep into this today, I just want y'all to think a minute now before we bring you on. You're about to be headed into something serious. They're about to confiscate all money. You can play with it like you got a lot of money. I don't know how that could be. They jumping off roofs and shit. I mean, dying. Y'all ain't even watching what's going on. Cryptocurrency people being killed by dozens. Jumping off, being found somewhere, shot. Y'all got to be joking. If y'all think it ain't something going on, got to be joking. Now, either y'all are maybe under the spell. Y'all better consider that. We got all these people wearing Cuban link necklaces and shit. See, it's all a game. I told you, a semiconductor, they knew it. But before we bring you back to earth, I got to play some things for you now. You got to realize that the dead people warned you. Oh, yeah, the dead people warned you. You ain't care. Now, what you going to say when you look at yourself in the face? You've been warned. There ain't no way nobody on this line can say they ain't been warned. It's impossible. absolutely impossible to claim today, oh, I know this is going to happen. Yes, you did. Everything has told you this. Everybody. I'm going to go so far back. I'm only going to put, when this plan came to fruition, like I said last week, how many people who was in Detroit? Remember I told you that Henry Ford made that book? Remember I saying Henry Ford made that book? You tell me all the Chevy workers didn't know he made that book. All the Ford and Chrysler workers. But see, the people you shunned and killed, all you talking about, y'all love Marcus Garvey. Y'all liars. Marcus Garvey got betrayed. It was exiled. Died almost crazy from black folks who've turned them in.
Fellow citizens of Africa, I greet you in the name of the Universal Negro Improvement Association and African Communities League of the World. You may ask, what organization is that? It is for me to inform you that the Universal Negro Improvement Association is an organization that seeks to unite into one solid body the 400 million Negroes of the world, to link up the 15 million Negroes of the United States of America with the 20 million Negroes of the West Indies, the 40 million Negroes of South and Central America with the 280 million Negroes of Africa for the purpose of bettering our industrial, commercial, educational, social, and political conditions. As you are aware, the world in which we live today is divided into separate race groups and distinct nationalities. Each race and each nationality is endeavoring to work out its own destiny to the exclusion of other races and other nationalities. We hear the cry of England for the Englishman, of France for the Frenchman, of Germany for the German, of Ireland for the Irish, of Palestine for the Jew, of Japan for the Japanese, of China for the Chinese. We of the Universal Negro Improvement Association are raising the cry of Africa for the Africans, those at home and those abroad. There are four.
Now, I'm going to stop there and show you how this is. I'm bring y'all in. So you was warned. Every group has came over here, this for that. Right now, we got the Croatia, and we got all these wars going on over there, and they getting the pension from your money that you voted for, because you voted for universal income. You act like you didn't, but you did. So don't worry about it. It's here. It's already here. We going into the next phase of where it'd be mandatory soon. Before many of you can see your next birthday, which is, if it's in this year, you probably, but definitely by the end of this year, we'll see a whole new economy in gold, silver, platinum, all the precious metals of the Bible, land. That's the only thing the Bible ever told you. Land. Ain't said you was going to heaven. I don't know where y'all found that scripture. I asked somebody today who's, if y'all really profoundly perverse, in the Bible, please find it where that's the only promise of the Old Testament God. If Jesus says something else, he must be the accountant for God that he's working on a new deal. Let's get y'all in here. We about to get it on. I told you. Same talk. Marcus Garvey, 1921, the same talk that you hearing today. Same talk. Ain't nothing changed other than you voting your whole community into pirateering. So you get what you sow, or you reap what you sow, according to your own Bible. So go to church happy, because remember, they already told you, you'll have nothing and be happy. 8554, you on the Helios.
Yep, own nothing and be happy. Great reset. I mean, how many times are we going to keep saying this? But like I said before, it's the ignorance. When I say ignorance, you choose to ignore the facts of truth that are right in front of you. You run away from it. And by the way, since we're talking about gold, page 22 of Paul Chang's War of Magic book. This is a good book, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It says the dark forces view each of us like an ore, because we are the ores, O-R-E-S, that are being mined for gold, A-U.
There you go.
Through the processes of mind control.
Yep.
The word mind sound almost the same as the word mind, M-I-N-E-D, giving us a clue to why the Anunnaki came to Earth. One of the main reasons they came to Earth was not to mine for gold, but to mind for the gold, M-I-N-E-D, in our minds. Because to control our minds is to control the golden blood plasma in our bodies and the golden energy in our auras, which then can be used to extend their lifespans or charge their sun god Ra. Hence the word aura actually means aura, A-U-R-A.
There you go. That's what I'm
so it's connected again, basically what you just said. It's mind control, brainwashing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, since you was talking about this whole president, the executive branch of government, that's your president and vice president. Now, this is something that's not really been taught in schools or civics classes, whatever. I had to ask this question a long time ago when I went back to school and I got a strange look by the instructor. So this is from the website, thearchives.gov. It says, well, the question is, if the electors vote for president, why should I vote in the general election? During the general election, your vote helps determine your state's electors. Notice it says state's electors.
Right.
When you vote for a presidential candidate, you aren't actually voting for president. You are telling your state which candidate you want your state to vote for at the meetings of electors.
Right.
The states use the general election results, also known as the popular vote, in quotations and parentheses, to appoint their electors. The winning candidate's state political party selects the individuals who will be electors. So,
nah. Can't put it no plainer. Can't put it no plainer. And that's simplicity 101 in history, y'all. Simplicity. Now, let's get back to your area, man, because y'all having a – I mean, y'all
I
just
knew,
told me.
I knew you would go back.
Lori Lightfoot got kicked the hell out of there. But we still got some issues up there. Tell us what y'all seeing and feeling about that.
Okay, and I'm gonna make it real simple before you go to the next caller.
No, go ahead.
Here in Chicago, the county, the state, the state of Illinois, we got the three-headed monster. Well, one of the heads got chopped off. Lori Lightfoot, she's gone. Everybody knows that by now. But
right.
You still have Governor Pritzker, the billionaire, one of the richest families in America, probably one of the richest families on this planet. He just got reelected in office.
Right.
And you have the Cook County president, Tony Perwinkle. All of them are Democrats.
Right.
Now, I don't know if y'all heard about this and a lot of shit went on last week. So the night of the election or the next day when she lost, the police superintendent, David Brown, Robert X calls him Mike Singletary because he literally looks like Mike Singletary. He came from Dallas, Texas, by the way. He resigned.
Yeah,
I can't make this shit up.
You can't make it up, man.
So
can't make it up.
Right. So he resigned, right, which was odd, right after the election. But a police officer got shot and killed that next day, right after the election. And the thing was, now the dude who did it, when the police officer was Mexican, and the dude that did it, he was Mexican. I was also 18 years old. Now, what the problem is, when I'm making this connection with the three-headed monster, he's in the hospital now. So the officer, basically, it was a domestic dispute, and the officer got the call, and then the boy was chasing his girlfriend or something down the street with a gun, and so they got into a shootout, and so the police officer got them off, and then the boy shot the police officer, but the police officer managed to shoot the boy in the head. But the whole problem is, he was arrested last year with two other people for shooting up this dude, almost killing him. But they let him go.
Thank you.
I was just getting ready to say this. So basically, that doesn't fall under the Chicago Police Department.
Right.
That falls under the Cook County Court System.
Court system, yeah.
Which is
now,
Tony Perwinkle's the president. Kim Fox is the state's attorney. They didn't prosecute him. They let him go.
Now, George Soros people. Now, I'm gonna take some more calls. I'm bringing everybody. I want to make sure I get all y'all because this is everything going across the 10 regions. Everybody is experiencing the same thing almost. It's just unbelievable. get some more calls out there. Put yourself on mute.
Now, Soros is funding. We're talking about the Democratic Party now. He's one of the people, along with Friedman.
Main donors. Yeah.
Main donors.
That's a shame. That's a shame. Main donors. These are foreign concierges, y'all, for high finance. That's what I'm going to call them, concierges for high finance. And I won't go into who they are until we get to the high noon. But then again, y'all going to have to figure this out. We named the families. Y'all got the bloodlines. The Venetian one is going to be connected to the Moors. Look that up. 4007. You're going to Helios.
Great. Greetings. Dry Bones and Brother Derek with all this power stuff. Brother Tariq here.
Go ahead. Hold on. No, hold tight. I got you coming in late. I want you to just listen and cap it off with what we going to do. I didn't know that was you yet. Stay with us. I got Brother Charles next. You're going to be the capper. So hold tight. Listen to everybody and lay it into it. Let me go to 66661.
Hey, what's up, my brother? Great dawning.
Great dawning, man. Appreciate you.
And add value to what the brother just said, you know, this is why they're when he talk about the votes and all that, and he talk about the electorate and all that, and this is why they did the Chernobyl bombing in Ohio, because Ohio is normally one of the first votes when you talk about electoral and the popular votes. So if you disperse the votes in Ohio, and then now he wants, like I said previous, you want South Carolina to be the first for your primaries, and you know what's going to go on in there. The Kool-Aid drinkers and so forth, they're gonna nominate this so-called clone that's he may be part reptilian, who knows? But they're gonna nominate him because their bench is they don't have anybody to stand in the fall, and they probably would have already got rid of him, but they don't want Kamala. They're not ready for her yet, so. Yeah, they say, well, we're going to go with Joe, Sleepy Joe, and we're going to ride it out, and we're going to try to, you know, put in laws and try to attach something that's going to save this republic. But now going back to Haiti, you know, with Laganov and just the democratic principle, period. People, they don't understand what democratic and liberalism and all that. It's a combination of everything, and they don't understand it. But you follow the money. You follow the coins. You follow the black nobility, the patricians, like the patricion, which means father. You, those old wealthy families that install the nobility, like the popes and everything, Pope, Father God, Vicar of the world. What? What is this?
Right.
They're putting in their own leader. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the first one to stand before Congress, and they can't even see the blueprint on the wall. But you know, hey, boy, they're gonna get it. They're gonna get it, Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer, man.
I can't go no further than it. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Stay with us. Look, mute yourself. Let me get some more of y'all in here before we bring it on. We're going to make it happen today. We're going to love this today. 3364.
Hey, Yehudu. Hey, before I get started, Brother Charles.
Go ahead.
I got Brother Charles Cameron's number, man. I got about two or three adventures in my head. I want to work with that brother, man. Some adventures I got. All right?
Well, y'all, set the meeting up.
I got some adventures, man, that we could do this, man, me and him, man, because he got, hey, anyway, it's like, hey, bro, hey, it's so fun to be alive, man. I'm different than Derek. I mean, he say he's quit school. I'm still in school every day, man. Every day I'm in school.
Every day.
Except for,
let's go yeah. with what you, a lot of information we've been kicking. You've been kicking it. What you think about, I mean, we're seeing the same thing you've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
For how many years these patents and shit, you kicking down on them, they real patents. I mean, think about the wealth.
Yes, sir.
Some patents gonna be preserved for us. You seeing all through this stuff, what you see coming now that might, we might need to be a little bit, should be looking at, because it's like they making tons of money off stuff you've been showing for years. Unbelievable.
Yeah, man, because like everything we do, they copy off our shit, man. I just looked at some shit about the Beatbox. They got a Beatbox damn contest, man. But everything, I mean, we the originals, man. And shout out to my man, what his name, in New York? Thomas, man, I know that brother, man.
Yeah,
iron sharpens iron. So sometimes I love it, man.
Yes.
You cat, man.
No, we
iron sharpens iron, like me and you. Sometimes we iron sharpens iron. We might have disagreements, man, but I love it. Because when two people agree on the same motherfucking thing, everything, somebody telling a goddamn lie.
I'm in school.
But I ain't in school with Fitch because I don't travel. I like to travel by myself. I ain't no school with Fitch, man.
But it's fun
to be alive, man.
You went to a shark, man. You must be a damn shark.
Yes, sir, man. I love the shark.
It's just time to be alive for me, man. I ain't lying, man. Everything's on the table for us, man. It is. We can do everything. Yeah, yeah. Also, a lot of things that we talk about here in South Florida, y'all, Brother West could attest to, I'm telling you, the climate, everything going on here, y'all better take, if y'all living in South Florida, take a look at what's happened. Y'all better look at the climate here, the building, all these skyscrapers. Who moving in these buildings is the key question. Hey, put yourself on mute, get some more calls. I'm trying to get everybody in here. I'm trying to get everybody in here because Brother Campbell come in, then back. Brother Tariq, go cap it off with us. Stay with us, Brother Tariq. I want you to just isolate all you've been hearing and put it the way you do. 9927.
Resurrection, everyone.
Resurrection, yes, yes.
Yes.
Go ahead, sister.
Hey, I just want to say, you know, did you say the gold was cursed?
The gold was cursed. Said the gold was cursed.
Got our souls. A lot of pirates involved. Ouija board, money, currency, abundance, money. That's about it. Because that's all they was doing was casting spells to get what? The mine, the gold, the gold, that's all they've been doing. They put it on the cardboard, too, to let you know. They put it on the cardboard, a piece of wood. Then they put it in boxes, and then they told you to play the game. Play the game.
Yeah, the Ouija board, yeah.
It's the same
we all had one.
For a long time.
Yeah, we had one for, we had them games, sure did. Yes, we did. Go ahead.
Still playing these games out here, okay? These mind games, yeah. MK Ultra is a motherfucker. And they've been controlling us for a very long time, and now we're starting to wake up with the sleeping giants finally awakened. Finally awakened. My goodness. The technology that they have out there, I ain't going to discuss it right now, but
yeah.
Be careful of what you're looking at. That's all I got to say. Be careful of what you're looking at, because you don't know if it's real or if it's holographic.
Or if it's a Memorex. Is it Memorex? Is it real or Memorex? That was going
That's
to
right.
Is it Memorex or is it? Yes. Deep fake, but we did these shows for all y'all some years back. And much shout out to everybody on that thread. I told you that thread. If y'all ain't on that thread, y'all need to ask, get in, let them let y'all in. Because, I mean, but between Brother Topmost and everybody on there, oh, my goodness. Brother D. St. Louis, you can't ask for a better university of high hyper individuals of intellect. So I can tell you. Now let's keep it rolling. Sister, let's go with the space thing. Yeah, everybody said it was aliens in Buffalo. They claim it's Starlink. Give us your assessment.
Like I said, it probably is.
Elon Musk. They blamed Elon Musk. They said Elon Musk was up there.
Yeah. Yeah. Elon Musk is a part of what you got is an empire, y'all. It's a corporation empire that is getting ready to put all these satellites up in the sky. Yes, it's going to link you to the internet, and the actuality to that link to the internet is the excuse to doing the holographic technology. So the more you got up there, in fact, you could turn the moon any color you want to. In fact, they've been testing that out for 1977. Didn't we have a blizzard in 1970? It seems like 1977, in those years.
Yeah, we had a blizzard.
They've been testing these weapons out, and we've been asleep on us. We are the test dummies. We've always been the test dummies and not realizing that. With benefits. If you want to say that's slavery, fine, but you still under some type of mind control, not realizing that you have been a test dummy for decades ago. And this technology been around for a long time. They've been circuit for it so they can reinvent it, which they have done. And they have all their oligarchs, all those ancients, which they have done. They're offset of their ancient ancestors. And they're doing what they're supposed to do.
Right.
What's going on right now with us is that since we're waking up, what are we going to do? Since we're claiming that we are the original beings of this realm, what are you going to do? That's the key point. You got to remember, are you going to create again? Or are you just going to go ahead and
hold on. Hold on. Is it rebellion? Now, you've been saying a lot of stuff about years of watching these programs, a lot of these programs that you got us to watch, these series, Colony and all this other stuff, does show that there is rebellion. Now, let's go with that. For those of you listening, stay with me since I'm actually going to let you finish this. For those of you, I'm going to show you how crazy this is. The place, Palestine, Ohio. Did you know they did a documentary on the same scenario in the same city? Go look it up.
Netflix.
Go look it up. Now, I don't know what to say. Luckily, my mind was like, deep fake. I'm validated. I feel good. I'm validated. I said deep fakes was coming. This is a deep fake. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, a deep fake could be huge. If you get the premise that they did a Netflix in the same area? Come on, people. We can't be this dumb. You can't. This is called
deep fake. They tell you every time. They tell us every time. And anything that they throw out there, you have to pay attention to it. It is entertainment means internal containment. So they have
like that. Internal. Oh, beautiful sister. Can we get some shirts, y'all?
They have blocked in front of the cube, which is the television. And then, and whether it's your phone can be transformed into a cube. In fact, they're making cube satellites, and because the cube is running shit, the board is running shit too.
Okay.
I mean, it's all
hold on. Stay with me. I'm gonna bring you back.
I'm sorry. Let me get back. Yeah. Let me pull it back.
I'm gonna get back to you. We bring Tariq and all y'all back on when we get to Starlink. See, Starlink. It's amazing. I'm going to tell you, I never thought they would come out with Starlinks. The same thing they had in Terminator with Skynet, and we so cool with it. 1300. We cool with that name.
Yeah, what's going on, my brother? Definitely vindicated. Definitely vindicated. It's about that money game, man. I'm going to see if I can break this down in simplistic form for the family.
Go ahead.
Everything you see right now pertains to currency war. Pertains to the currency war. For the last 20 years, China has been competing with the U.S. dollar for the U.S. reserve currency of the world. So China has the GDP to sit in that position, but the International Monetary Fund, they keep playing games. They keep changing, what's the lady's name, Christine Lagarde. I don't know if anybody know her, but now she's over the European Central Bank. She used to be over the International Monetary Fund, which is in New York. It's up there in Manhattan. So, family, everything you see right now is because of the competition between whether we're going to go digital currency or whether we're going to go gold back. But they're not going to win because there's no way you can you can fund the currency unless you have it backed by gold. We must return to the gold-backed system, and that's what this is all about with the digital bank, the central bank digital currency that they're trying to implement. Hey, D, did you get that article that I sent you about how they are now testing out the digital currency, and they're saying, okay, well, we're going to start trying to roll this thing out, and they're going to start getting rid of the IRS. Notice they're trying to get rid of the IRS and all of that
yeah.
now.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell them. Go ahead.
They're trying to get rid of the IRS, the FBI, all of the alphabet people. They're trying to get rid of them. And that's because they are complicit of all the corruption. So this is where the corruption is coming from. And remember, you have to, whenever you know your currency is about to collapse, what do? If you're a smart leader, I got to get Joe Biden this one now, brother D. He went and started a war. So now he gave him some breathing room.
Right. Now, hold on. Let's go there. Now, he started a war. We said, Wag the Dog. They made a movie years ago for Clinton called Wag the Dog, where they would do all this craziness, create a war. Now, y'all said it to me. I'm going to bring up what y'all said. Many of y'all have said, there's a whole bunch of y'all out there. Did y'all see Walensky had a body double in one of the damn clips? I said, now they get that. If that ain't deep fake, I don't know what to tell you. He had a body double.
Man. Somebody said that to me, man. I had to show y'all that, man. You right.
I thought to myself, everybody listening, y'all, thank y'all for the validation. Look, that's what I need y'all for, the validation of your own spirits. Because, see, the thing is to corrupt the souls. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, that Bible story, the Bible that y'all all got in y'all, obviously, I'm not a genius. I ain't that bright. But obviously, it ain't meant what you think it meant. Because none of this is talked about only at the highest of levels that people talk the way this way about that Bible.
And everybody is turning away from the, they're getting rid of the U.S. currency in their countries. Nigeria or one of these West African nations, they said, hey, if we're going to put sanctions on you if you don't allow homosexuality in your country.
It was one of them countries. Now, it might have been Nigeria. I'm not sure yet. It's one of them countries that the man said they were mad at Africa for talking bad about the gays.
I think it's Zambia or something like that.
But go ahead, go ahead. We got the point. Go ahead.
Just real quick, I want to just tell you this. They are right now, all of those countries are de-dollarizing. If anybody know what that is, de-dollarizing is means you're trying to get the dollar out of your economy. So China has done it, India, and now I think they Abu Dhabi, Dubai.
Yeah, Dubai.
And if you know Dubai is getting rid of it, come on, y'all, we gotta wake up.
Yeah.
They're saying it's no good. You can't buy anything. You can't really use it for trading and goods.
Let's get deep. I told you before we go back to Earth. I'm gonna bring one more call in because you've been waiting for a long time before I bring the guest in. 7696. Go ahead. You've been waiting.
Hold on. Hey, that dry bone. How everybody doing today?
What's up, buddy? Always, man. Go ahead.
I wanted to comment on you have to pay attention. And see, that's what they got us on. We paying our attention to the wrong thing.
Right.
You understand?
Yes.
And the goal from within is where we direct our innermost feelings, our energy, how we direct our life. Because each and every one of us is a form of light.
Right.
Each and every one of us. So where we direct the light, that's why they, you've seen in some of the movies where they say, where the spirits, they need you to pay attention to them for their energy, so they can get their energy. And see, as long as you ain't paying attention to the BS, what's going on, even paying attention to how this currency is, because as long as you directing your light into a certain direction, that's where your the people gonna come looking for you. to see why this person right here, or these group of people, they ain't paying attention to none of this shit we got going on. Because, see, that's
right.
part of their curse.
Right.
That's a part of their
right.
curse of the goal.
So the magnitude.
In the
magnitude, right, right. The
yeah.
goal, the church of the goal. There you go. Go ahead.
See, the thing is, what they playing with, they playing with that feminine energy.
Right.
That mother energy. And see, that's what I said, I don't really know. Like they say, we this part of the world is like us. It was secret, but everybody know about us, but we don't know shit. But the thing is, people, the woman, I was always just, it's like a innate part of me, like that's something you really don't play with. You feel what I'm saying? I'm talking about you don't get over on them. And she easy to manipulate, but you kind of like got to let her direct her mind into a certain direction.
Man, you going into that relationship. That's deep. Because I like how you're putting that. Because that's that. Now, the thing about that is, I'm going to say the bad day, what you've been talking about. Now, they be having these things on. These trap women that was actually gangsters. And I said to myself, I watched it, just to make it short. I said, man, a lot of people don't realize how many women, and I said it for here on this program years and years and years, the biggest gangster was Zelda. She was a woman. The Columbia.
See, the thing is, you gotta kind of let that feminine energy come in and present herself to put you in with it instead of kind of like being aggressive with it.
Right.
See, that's a part of that patriarchy.
So you're saying the battle. Is ongoing.
Yes.
Let's take it to the high level before
yes.
we bring it to earth. Is that so?
This part of the world was one of the last so-called secrets the far west and the far east and the east and the west of the west.
That's right.
And see, now that's why the so-called curse is being viewed by the world in the way it is. And see, that's what we witness.
All right, the destruction
of how from playing with the women over here, because you can't understand really what's going on with these prosecutors and these judges and these positions that these women hold in
right
now.
You don't know
what's going on. Yeah, they look like they getting paid by Soros, but it look like they doing something else, and you'll never know.
Yeah.
You'll never
let's
know.
Let's go with that.
Like they
okay,
say, woman always keeps something in the cut. Like they say,
yeah.
they always keep something in the cut. Just in case.
Yeah, we're going to say that because me and you're going to do a program. We said this before. I want y'all to know because we talked about a lot of women out there talked about this relationship between the sexes battle. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a heavy show. It's going to show some stuff.
Look, hold on. I was saying Re is a contract. R-E, that's a form of a contract. So R-E, that's the definition of R-E is a contract.
A contract. Check that out. Uh-huh.
When you repair relationships, you got two R's, them two contracts that's binding together at all times. And it makes the whole, it covers the whole male, female, you know, however you want to look at it, it covers it.
Don't give too much now. We're going to do this. Now I got the call on. We're going to go to the next level of the show. I got my man coming on. We're going to do this thing. Now, like I say before, but Charles, hit the button. I need to see your hand come up because a lot of calls on here. Hit the button, and we're going to bring you in, and we're going to start this up. But I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to take it to another level. I told you before we bring you back to Earth. See, all y'all should know this. This should be actually 101 history, but it's not. And the problem with, like I told you, when we do the statistics, see how much money, when I say black, I'm using the dichotomy of everybody. I don't give a damn if you're Haitian, Jamaican, all the blacks, your money game is not going toward your actions. I told a brother who I love dearly today, guard or the keeper of the door, I said, actions. You can say I'm against hate. You can say against you or against all that. You can tell you all that, but your actions will prove it. Your act, you can say, I hate all these. I don't hate nobody. I love everybody. Okay. I can't say you lying. Actions will give you the facts. These are the facts you are getting today. This is the reason. This is a three-headed monster. I gave you the clue, G, in all craft. Got so many meanings. One of those meanings got to be gold.
Hello and welcome to the eighth episode of History Not Taught at School, which is going to be about our world. And I want to begin by talking about the three sovereign city-states that are in the world, which are most powerful. And the first of these is Vatican City there in the heart of Rome, in the center of Italy, which is a sovereign state which pays no taxes and has its own private guard, the Swiss Guard. And the second of these is the City of London, which also is a sovereign city-state within England, which pays no taxes and has its own private police force, the Metropolitan Police. And this is the financial hub of the British Commonwealth. And the third of these is Washington, D.C. And we can see that Washington, D.C. has been laid out according to Masonic principles with the pentagram and things like that. And we know also that there's a private guard there at Arlington Cemetery. And so these are the three horns that are mentioned in chapter 13 of the book of Revelation. First of all, Rome, and then the two horns that follow it, which are the British Commonwealth and the United States of America. And on top of these horns, which represent the beast of the book of Revelation, is the Whore of Babylon, which represents the religions that control the beast, which are the religions of Freemasonry and Gnosticism.
The La Fortuna, by the way, transported approximately 217 slaves on each trip. The owner cleared not less than $41,438 from such a trip. These were dollars which the slave dealers could keep. And these were dollars of value, which would buy a great deal in return. When one considers that the Jews of Newport owned about 300 slave transporting ships, active without interruption, docking at Newport, Africa, Charleston, or Virginia, one can approximate the tremendous earnings which made their way to Jewish ship owners. Indeed, the Jews admit that of the 600 ships leaving Newport Harbor into all the world, at least half of them went their way to Africa. And we know what these ships going to Africa were seeking. The fact that Aaron Lopez had control of over more than half of the combined deals of the colonies of Rhode Island with Newport is well known.
And so the book of Revelation also describes the moving of human cargo, which is the slave trade. And it also says that all the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn when Babylon falls. And so this represents all the major corporations that have built up in the world today, and how they will all fall one day. And we also know that sitting on top of the beast, that is the beast of Rome and London and also America, is this Whore of Babylon, which describes all the whore religions that are mentioned in the Bible. And so let's have a look now at the first Masonic lodges in America.
In the year 1749, the first Masonic lodge was established. 90% of the members of this first lodge, 14 all told, were Jews, and one knows that only so-called prominent individuals were accepted. 20 years later, the second Masonic lodge, or King David, was established. It is a fact that all of these members were Jews. In the meantime...
Now, I'm not saying this. I ain't gonna say it. You heard this coming out their own Smithsonian Institute. You ain't even got to go... I mean, that's, I know we can't be doing no proper research or study. This is their own shit. You know, it ain't me on there. They even gave it. I said, man, let me look this up. Let me go look this up. I started looking up some shit. I said, wait a minute. Hell tight. Now, brother, where you at? I want you to hit the button now because we're getting ready to go to Mississippi. We're going to bring them back to Earth, how this thing is working. How this thing is working tight up in here. I still don't see you. Where you at? You hit the button. You said, Brother Charles, we're looking for you. Somebody, please call Brother Charles. Hit the number one button. Where are you, sir? We're looking for you. We got you out there. Somebody, please. Okay. We're going to keep moving. Now, y'all just heard all that. All I can tell you is, if they gave their own account, it ain't come from Pharaoh, it ain't come from no so-called, this is their own account, say, this is what we did. We had the shoot called the tuna. No wonder we like tuna fish. We like the tuna, all this.
And Newport cigarettes.
Newport cigarettes. Thank you, man. Appreciate y'all helping. See y'all figuring this out with me. Thank you. Newport, they got it all set up for you. And then you're going to come on and then say, y'all don't know who financed. Look, I ain't against nobody, but damn, I'm some heavy duty finance. Hey, we all commercial entities as we speak. They just gave their own history to you. Now, why can't that be taught? Now, y'all want to go against DeSantis. Now, I'm going to go there. I'm looking for everybody on here. I don't know where everybody said it. Brother, I'm going to take this number here. Are you on another number that I don't know about? 7472. Is this you?
No, this is Kwame Dryball.
Brother, hold on. Okay, Brother Kwame. Go ahead. Till I find him. Go ahead. Take over till I find him.
Okay, because the part I came in when y'all were talking about gold, and the thing is that is going to be, this is what they're now looking at being the major source of this. But what we got to look at something, you can go to Investment News, and it's really kind of funny you're doing this show because March 22nd, 2022, satellite imagery and the gold exploration. This is what they're doing with launching these satellites, that they've got technology now that they can fly over this planet and find deposits of minerals, gold, the oil, underground water supplies. And they're doing this in order to use the technology to say, okay, we found gold deposit in Haiti, so we got to cause disruption in this country in order for us to go in and get these minerals while these people are in suffering from this earthquake. And that's what we're seeing is happening. And they're doing this around the planet. So where you have major events that happen in a country is because they've already mined, they've already explored what's under that land that they want to come in and mine and take. And so this is where China has its fleet of satellites. And you look at Elon, he's got his own space exploration. And any time in history that you have now three private-owned space explorations that's being run by civilian billionaires.
Call now, man.
So they're already in place to see where they're going to get their extra resources
call
from.
Call now.
And then all
you
have to do is fly a drone over.
I'm Eastern time. You might should. Okay, so you passed level 30. Where you at?
Skull and Bones. It's up in my head.
I thought you knew, man. But okay. 515. 605. 9343. I thought it's on the show, man. All you had to do is click into the show. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Brother Kwame. I'm trying to get him in there.
No, but I was just sharing because we're on point, because that was just last year on March 22nd that they put this out for investors that are investing in this potential of getting wealthier by having satellites to do their exploration.
Right.
And don't have to. And so this is what we're seeing, what technology is doing, because they're changing it. And what they're needing to do is that when they make this change, they want to make sure they got enough to back the change that they're doing. And this is what China and these major countries are now putting their satellites up. And then I think somebody was talking about the holograph. This is a part of this, too, and the telecommunications.
Right. Well, let's go with the holograph. Let's go with the holograph because, again, Project Bluebeam came out years ago, and I thought it was crazy when I first read it. And then people doing doc, but I see it now totally plausible for sure. I mean, how do we now reach a generation that is so used to looking at that news that was real to him, to them, that was the same anchor man. Now we find out that it might replace anchor people with this. How can we reach? What's your estimation? How we can reach a group that's so used to one way and then such a drastic transform to have duplicated people playing the parts now? It's just unbelievable. We never thought this.
What
like
we have to do is we have to look at how do we create our Silicon Valley, that we have our own people writing these algorithms, writing these codes, and creating the necessary resources so we can produce what we need in technological, along with keeping our divine spiritual.
Yeah.
See, we got a technological and a divine spiritual.
Yeah, good move. Good move on that one. Hold on. Give me a chance, brother. Put everybody, because we're a little late. We're 15 minutes late. But don't worry. Brother Kwame, Brother Tariq, Brother Kwame, I'll bring all y'all back. Put y'all all selves on mute so we get no echo. I got my brother on there. I don't know what he's doing up there, but that's a lot of stuff. He got a lot of information to give us. So it's so much going on in Ohio. My brother is on the show with us. We got Brother Charles with us. Thank you, man, for joining this morning. This show is propagated off your rightness. Essay that you sent to me, and I love the analogy with the football and how, you know, I put a little bit of my spin on it with the Biden being Tom Biden. Yet they win this game, but they needed Georgia and Philadelphia and Detroit and states that are, I mean, overly black and heavily Democratic. The end results I'm asking is, what are we seeing that would be beneficial to keep this? And should black folks go independent? That's one direction I'm going to go. And from you, I'm going to take it from you because you've been doing this. This brother here is a entrepreneur, inventor, doing some good things. And I hope to continue to keep himself vibrant and keep his mind open to what's happening out here in this world. And he's doing it. My man, Brother Charles Campbell, man, appreciate you coming back. No stranger at all. I think you're on your third or fourth time. So we love you all here. So keep it going. Give me your perspective on this, what we're doing. This is really your hit on the black vote. And so without more further ado for me, it's all on you, brother. Let the light shine.
Greetings, brother. Greetings to you and your listeners. Thank you, Drybones, again, for the opportunity, man, to be on your show. One of the concerns that I had and reason I wanted to put the blog out is that it's been 2 years since the black vote delivered Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to the White House. And I think, you know, the people who helped engineer that and black folks haven't received anything other than a Juneteenth holiday. And when you look at our black disparity data, and that should be the bellwether by which black folks are judging the progress that we're making. The black disparity data tells you a real picture of what is actually happening to black folks. And those folks who we consider our black leaders are not putting forth a plan to address any of those issues. And the 2024 presidential election is gearing up, and they're prepared to roll out the same old playbook again, asking us for our vote, asking us to sit at the back of the bus, and ignoring the real issues that are facing black folks. So I wanted to list a number of things that they should be talking about, and black folks should be demanding that they talk about and offer some solutions to. Otherwise, you're going to have the same thing that happened in the last presidential election. And when you piss black folks off, they don't show up to the polls again, and you have someone like Trump gets back in office. And that's because the Democrats, and the white Democrats and the white Republicans all are playing by the same white supremacist playbook. Mm-hmm. And that is what we need to really understand.
Now, I'm going to go with that premise for sure. Now, I'm gonna feed everything you're saying into this fire. 100% because we just said that there's some inconsistencies of how this money game is being played, and they come from black folks. My question is how black folks is so the face. It's like they're the face of this movement that some would say either is beneficial or very harmful. And you in Ohio, and I want to report from you from Ohio, because based on the fact that I don't know your proximity of that, of the tragedy that happened there, but you can give us some type of eye on that part, on that take as well. So Trump has always been in a psyche. I think Trump is very much control opposition. I'm going to say that in a strategic way. So being that everybody seems to be black, only key in on Trump, which is a four-year span, which I told you is a magic number for 400 years. I don't know if y'all ever thought about that one yet, but it's always four. This guy's only been in office for 400 years. To be such fixated on Trump seemed to be almost a premeditated plan for us to go into this direction that they setting up. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, the guy down in Florida is much more of a threat than Trump is, because he is more strategic and intellectual racist. So those are the folks.
Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, Trump is off the cuff. Yeah. Trump is playing to the base. He is saying what the racists want him to say. But DeSantis is strategic in terms of getting the actual racist laws in place. And so, DeSantis and his ties are the bigger fear than Trump.
But for both people, they're not in power now. So, let's get that out of mind. We talk about, for what your own essay said, that Biden and them, the black people, gave all their energy. You're going to have to at least give us something tangible that we got. Because under Trump was only 4 years. So 4 years that I didn't even see no damage to us at all. And I can't even recall what we could be damaged by in 4 years under something that's under 60 years. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like something under 60 years, how can you make that equation, what you just said? And then I heard in your area, is that Republican territory, do you feel by being Ohioan that, if I'm saying it right, correct me if I'm not, being from Ohio, do you feel like that they let that happen because that's Trump voters? And, is that something, I mean, how y'all look at that?
You mean the train derailment and all of that?
Before we get to anything else, you in Ohio.
I'm in Central Ohio. Yeah. I'm in Central Ohio, the Columbus area. More along the north east area near Pennsylvania border. And I think from a standpoint of this is just corporate greed. This is corporate.
Under Biden, but they don't care. According to your premise, though, we got to go with your premise, though, man. You said that the black voters pretty much. Let's go with that premise. Now, the black voters voted for these people. Now, I mean, overwhelmingly, according to your own data and everything I'm reading, it's like, let's go with what we got out of this. You got your area almost Jade Helm, military bomb grade type of shit, and. How are the blacks take? You have no fear of this chemical coming into your direction at all?
I think corporate greed is the issue. When they burn that off, it's up in the atmosphere, and it's going everywhere.
I said, do you fear? The question I just asked you for all our listeners, you in the region, you in a very heavy area. I said, are you in fear of this chemical coming into your direction at all? That's a yay or nay. Give me an explanation why or not.
I think yay. But the wind's blowing east, right? The water is flowing this way. And so that's all. It's the wind is blowing it eastward. The water is bringing it back this way. And so it is a real threat.
Okay.
And you've got a black guy in the administration wanting to be the face. You know, the Michael Regan.
Hold on, for here on out for this show. Let's not even bring up the Republicans. Black people don't even think about Republicans in their mind. So you bringing them up is ear few. They could care less about a Republican. Let's go with the guy that's in power that the black people see. Name that guy. Go with that guy you just said. Let's go with him. Let's go.
Right, Michael Regan. I mean, EPA, yeah. You know, he pulled a classic Obama, let's drink a glass of the water from here, which is
okay.
Which what they did in Flint and some other places, right? So the mm-hmm. people there, the white folks are really upset, and they're demanding a whole bunch of stuff. They're not taking the stuff, and they're not going to let it
hold
just
on.
Blow
hold
over
on.
Like
are
they're doing
saying,
with Flint.
Are you saying the blacks? Now, you just said the whites. You are on the ground like we had just in Mississippi, and I hope we get to Mississippi real quick because this is going to be an interesting program today, everybody. You're saying that the whites seem to be more upset than the blacks?
Yeah, and I think it's
oh
the majority
my God.
White people.
Oh my God.
And that's why they're putting a lot of the pressure on the governor and on the president and a whole bunch of folks about showing up
what?
There and about actually. Answers and actually the train the CEO of the company has already provided millions of dollars and they're wanting more, so they've got him on the back heels and they're not letting go. They're demanding they asked him to tear up the tracks and remove all the soil after he had gotten everything cleared and was running the trains again. So they're literally not accepting any of the stuff that the railroad company is trying to say, and any of the people who are coming there telling them to accept that nonsense. They
yeah,
know how they feel. They're not healthy. So they're just those folks are fighting back.
Now, I'm going to say something. That's the immediate population area that's proximity to the catastrophe. And now,
yep.
Now this is why I'm asking this question, because being that we've been through some tragic areas of environment, it will spread if it's going into the wildlife. The areas that are predominantly black, you're telling me that because they're highly democratic in thought now, not in practicality, but in thought, that they'd be willing to go along with this because the Democratic Party people said that it's safe to drink the water. You think the black people would drink the water because the Democratic Party said they should? What's your thought on it? Even though the white people seem to be Republican and that are fighting against the dying, the black folks will go along with the deaf administration of environment. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, listen, what they've done to Flint and what they've done to Bend Harbor and what they're doing to Jackson, Mississippi, they have already demonstrated that they don't care two nickels about what's
okay.
happening to black folks. These folks are putting lead in baby food, right? Lead in baby food. So what makes you think they care anything about? They demonstrated that they don't care. And white Republicans and white Democrats, it doesn't. They are white. And
right.
part of white supremacy is the reduction of black African-American people through mass incarceration, through black women mortality, the infant mortality, to gun violence. All of those things lead to the reduction of the number of black African-American people in this country. And that's
now,
that's the premise of white supremacy. They are
right.
They
I'm
have
go
with this,
I'm go.
This
go ahead.
Theory
go ahead.
That they're going to be replaced by Hispanic and black folks. And so they're coming out with all of these policies and continue to do the things that they know that will
okay.
reduce the black African-American
population.
Hold on.
Let's go with that. Now, I'm going to say some things that you may want to say. Those of you in line, I'm going to give everybody a chance. Later on, when we bring all the when I bring in the High Council, what I call Brother Tariq and Brother Kwame, High Council, we're gonna have a little powwow because I need to ask some questions right here because that makes sense, so much sense what you just said. But here's a group that is voting, and you say about the look how they look what everything has come out so far, and it could be staged. Let's go with the stage, whatever, just to make people happy right now, but. If you got a group telling our black people that it's okay to take vaccinations now and it's okay to do this, yet we're so scared of white people, yet most black people seem to be the most affected. Now, let's go what you just said earlier about people. Our immigration. This is a Democrat now. Under the so-called crazy 4 years of Trump that everybody wants to gravitate to, I'm going to have a great conversation when it gets hot. Because that's all we know is this four. Like, we forget about Bush was a neocon. I'm going to break it hard for everybody. Bush was a neocon. They Germans. So the group is boom. Now, is Trump connected to them? I would think, I put it up there for you today. All of them got to kiss the Wailing Wall. Let's get on with this now, right now. Let's get real deep. Now, y'all telling me that the border, and this is for black folks listening, y'all all, if the border don't mean nothing to you, then why are you so crazy about a policy that's taking your money to fight for somebody else's border? All your tax base just went to that war. Now, how do you explain to a black population here in America, my brother Charles, you inventors, it's going to be hard to do. That's why we got to invent something quick. How are you going to explain to that Ohio area that they gave a pension to a president that they picked and left the borders open for people to come in and get cheaper labor? Since this is white supremacy, everybody claiming they hate. I think these white supremacists don't care about color, because guess what? They bringing every dark nation up in here to take your job. Now, as a low wage. Now, how do we explain this to 2024 black folks who think it's okay to leave the border open? They talk about they for human rights and then trafficking going on in the border because ain't no border control. I don't know if you're a Christian man. I don't know what belief system you have. But ain't that hard? It's going to be hard to explain to a group that in 2024 they have actually gave the energy to child pornography. The church are practically corporate. They don't even talk about what's going on at all. How do we explain
that? Yeah, you got to... You got a couple different groups. You know, the poor white folks are literally that base for the Republican Party, and you can always feed them fear of black and Hispanic people. The capitalists who look for cheap slave-like labor, they were the ones who moved all of the jobs over to China and created a lot of the Rust Belt stuff. And so now that China is signing.
That makes sense. Clinton. I know the law.
Yes.
NAFTA.
Yes.
They ship all the jobs.
So the wealthy white class is about making money, and cheap labor helps them make money.
Now,
so if they can get cheap labor to come across the border.
Let's go with that. Hold on. Let's go with that. We deal with another government, though, ain't we? I mean, the crackers got control over everybody. The Mexicans got cartels. The Mexicans are either in cahoots. That can't happen without the government of Mexico saying, okay, what we getting? Now let's go into Central America, since everybody wants to talk about black folks been fighting these wars. Let's go with that. Militarily. And the Black Caucus, I'm dealing with black, because this is your own expose. You saying that we gave all our energy to this group. I want you to tell me, don't forget about the Republicans. Black folks don't like Republicans no more. You know that since Eisenhower, when he said we're going to have all the niggas being Democrats before all of them. I mean, that's in his own memoirs. So if he actually said, I'm going to have all these niggas being Democrats, and then we look at the party of that contrast, wouldn't black folks be victimized of their own voting mentality? Because if you vote for a group that's already been known to be segregationist, ain't the Ku Klux Klan a Democratic Party? I mean, that's just historically to be known.
The old Dixocrats. But here's the thing, is from the history standpoint.
But Biden, hold on, before we get deep down, because we talk about your expose. Biden admitted, let's go with Trump, because everybody want to put these two crackers together. And I know the groups they're in. I don't got to go through all, but let's just bring it to easy street perspective. Here's two crackers. One ain't did nothing to you, really. I don't give a damn what you say. About 4 years, 4 years, 4 years ain't did shit. This dude got 60 years of being with the Ku Klux Klan. Got pictures with Biden with the Ku Klux Klan. What kind of black folks will vote for a president who hung out with the Ku Klux Klan in Congress? Now, how do you explain it to us, please?
President Obama?
No, President Obama.
That's why. As 8 years as vice president for President Obama, that's why black folks are sold on Joe Biden.
Okay.
And because Trump did a piss poor job handling the COVID response, folks were like, oh, hell no, we can't have no more of this.
I'm glad you said COVID, because that's the one thing I'm going to say. Now, this is where it gets deep, everybody. We just found out that Trump, now, I'm only talking fact. I ain't say I'm giving you facts. Facts shows that Trump said Wuhan. Now we find out it's Wuhan. Now, we're not supposed to be stupid enough to say, well, hey, this cracker over here said it wasn't Wuhan. I just go by cracker syndrome, because the cracker is a good word. That's a German word. They used to call themselves that in old English. They know what I'm talking about. So if the cracker said that he okay, and y'all say, oh, no, we got to be going with this dude. This dude said we got to wear a mask. And you just found out the dude told you it's not worth all that. And yet y'all gave black folks who voted Democrat, let's go with your premise, went along with COVID. They were the face of COVID. And yet we find out it's a fake. It's you going to tell me COVID is real? After all this, when we go, they partying in Miami, all the Democrats. You know how many New Yorkers at the game the other night from the New York Knicks Heat? I wish I was there. It was like they was half and half. Y'all going to tell me that New York ain't here? New York here partying without a mask on. Let's go with my own state. And you going to tell me I'm supposed to believe in COVID now? Come on, man. How do you explain the black folks who put over 70% of their energy into that?
Well, black folks was dying at a very high rate during that Trump era where COVID hit a few years ago.
Really?
So black folks were feeling the real impact of what was happening in this country. And
okay, so now,
that created even more fear among black folks. We knew we weren't getting the best health care.
Hold on. You in there. You've been telling me we got to at least make you have to ask some questions here. This Harriet Washington did a book called Medical Apartheid. We had her on the show years ago, Antoinette. Medical Apartheid. Just look at it. She had a book. Dr. Fauci's in the book. They all said they experimented. How could a group of blacks who had three the hard way, where they showed it, Flint, Michigan, and we're going to go to Mississippi next. Mississippi, and we're going to believe that you just said the white man was trying to kill us, right? That's what y'all said. Y'all don't think that's a neo-Nazi plot? If y'all believe the white man is wicked, and you sound like you do, you going to tell me that don't seem plausible that they would want to kill us all with COVID? Let's just go with the COVID. You said black folks are dying. Well, don't you think that's suspicious that they would want to kill us off? And the same group that y'all say is suspicious, the same group now, y'all promoting almost 67% of your voting energy to kill you. So how are we going to look at this? And when we look at this, you're a scientist. You're a scientist. Analytically. What does this look like to you?
So white supremacy and fear all rolled into one. You've got folks with all kinds of strategies to get rid of black folks, but it's all under the pants of white supremacy and playing on the fear that black folks' population will grow to outnumber combination with Hispanic will outnumber whites.
That's part of
when you see these different strategies of mass incarceration, high black infant mortality, all of the things, even the poor health care outcomes and the gun violence. All of those strategies are trying to produce one result, which is the reduction of the black African American population.
Okay. Now the whole premise is that we got to look at this now. You put it into a political perspective. I got you, but I'm gonna have to play some clips from the people from the past, man. See, I know what our people said. Our people did warn us. They told you. They'd rather go with the Republican Party than over, because the Liberal Party was pretend to be part of our shit. And I'm saying, well, if they pretend to be part of our stuff, why do we believe it so much? Now, this is coming from somebody I got to have. I mean, he could have named any party. He could have. He lost his life. And y'all telling me that this party that our people give is self-defeating to me. I'm like, at least let's become independent. If we're going to hate both parties, it's only one alternative. That's independent parties.
anytime you throw your weight behind a political party that controls two-thirds of the government and that party can't keep the promise that it made to you during election time and you are dumb enough to walk around continuing to identify yourself with that party, you're not only a chump, but you're a traitor to your race. And what kind of alibi do they come up with? They try and pass the buck to the Dixiecrats. Now, back during the days when you were blind, deaf, and dumb, ignorant, politically immature, naturally you went along with that. But today, as your eyes come open and you develop political maturity, you're able to see and think for yourself. And you can see that a Dixiecrat is nothing but a Democrat in disguise. You today are in the hands of a government of segregationists, racists, white supremacists,
right,
who belong to the Democratic Party but disguise themselves as Dixiecrats. A Dixiecrat is nothing but a Democrat. Whoever runs the Democrats is also the father of the Dixiecrats. And the father of all of them is sitting in the White House. I say it again. You got a president who's nothing but a Southern segregationist. And the first thing the cracker does when he comes in power, he takes all the Negro leaders and invites them for a coffee. To show that he's all right. And those Uncle Toms can't pass up the coffee. They come away from the coffee table telling you and me that this man is all right. Oh, I say, you've been misled. You've been had. You've been took.
Now, I'm going to ask a question now. I could see that there was a distinction of these two parties. It really is. Because there's Dixiecrat and Democrat. They promised the black people that they was going to bring in equal rights, civil rights, all these things. Now, I got to ask some questions on this now because we're going to Mississippi. Let's go to Mississippi because you also spoke of that. You went to Jackson, am I correct?
Yeah, Jackson State University, born and raised in Mississippi Delta.
That's right. Now, me and you talk. I'm very, love your family. So we talk like we do on a Sunday day, having to get ready to eat in a little while. Now, let me ask you, because here's a very Mississippi blues, the Delta, even the jazz scene, all that music, I think fusion, is still there. But let's go with how this thing, are we saying now that this may be connected? Because I talked, Antoinette has some people. I hope everybody was hooked up with this brother right here. All who was on that program, I brought him. I'm glad he came on. He came on at the right time. Perfect connection. Because Antoinette had this unbelievable show about this bill that's in Mississippi called HB 1020. Now, this
is a law
bill,
now.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to let you go there. I'm just going to explain what it said it was going to be. It said that this House bill is a plan to increase policing, strip voting, and political power away from the majority of black citizens of Jackson, and divert tax dollars away from communities in need. The legislation would use boundaries lines created under the capital. This is his name. Y'all better look this name up. I don't know about it greatly, but this the core right here. Capital Complex Improvement District. It's called a CCID. Now, that name scares me. Communist Connection ID. Now, that's all I'm going to say. But to establish a new court system. Now, brother, I'm going to say this with you. There's been a plot a long time ago. I'm going to play it later for all y'all on this line listening. For the blacks to become a communist and become manifesto of the Communist Party. I mean, the Democratic Party is infused with that party, with communism, socialism. Your question may be asked, do our people really know the difference between communism, capitalism, socialism, and even monarchism, allegoric? Do they really know what an allegorical is? I mean, do you think we are politically astute enough to know what is actually ruling? if we want to really tell our people?
I think we know what system we're under now, and we're catching hell and oppression under what's
white
called a democratic
white system.
Right. Yeah. So that's part of that. And anytime you're catching hell under a democratic democracy, you don't like that. And if,
right.
if someone is saying there's a socialist or a communist political economic system that is better, you
and
know what you're doing, and you want something better than that. And so that's where some of
well,
those might
right,
be appealing
right.
to black folks.
Right. Now, hold on. They're infusing that appeal because it's proof on it. We've been playing it for years on this show. It's almost a factual that nobody can dispute that there's been an element. Just read Dilly Fuller's book and all these other books out there saying that these elements were coming in through a communistic plot to us to overthrow our own government. Let's start with the beginning, what you think. Now, here's Mississippi. Mississippi, it was one of the last states, everybody, to actually, like, let slavery still go. Now, the Democratic people there, forget the Republicans. Don't worry about them because y'all don't like them anyway. Look up to the Democrats that should have been protecting y'all. That's the problem. See, the thing is, y'all, it's easy to blame. That's what the Democrats probably do. They want you to blame somebody. Blame this person. Wait a minute. When I dig deep, when I dig really deep, like we should, I'm finding, man, black folks is actually, it was like it was no rich-ass black folks in this in these states. Y'all want to pretend like nobody black is rich. I don't think that's a good idea. I think everybody should know who was the richest people of that time. When we find out that black folks was some of the richest people of that time during lynching, hanging, which was universal, really, but if y'all want to keep it to America, we can. That's going on forever. Brother, we got to ask ourselves how this law could even get close to being passed. When I got the statistics that you got here, it said to me that the Mississippi from 2009 to 2000, they were all, they could have easily took over. The Democrat Party was always the Senate and the House. And when it got even to the 10 and 11, they was all four really. They have all the houses at that time. So that's why you got to look at the game of the board where they show you who had power. I see power in the 2000s by the Democrat Party. All of a sudden, everybody Republican ended up winning. Now, I don't know how that happened. I really don't. But somebody got to be able to explain that. And let's go with some more up-to-date topics. The Dion fiasco. It looked like they were stealing, according to most people. I'm not most people. I'm going to ask you what y'all thoughts are. Looked like Dion was, like, holding them up. They was acting like they had more money. They was diverting money, claiming he was going to get tickets. That put a nasty mouth in most of the nation. And yet, y'all was going through a water crisis. Now, I'm going to tell you why I say that. Being you talked a long time ago, I was at the Classic here in Florida. Beautiful people. I mean, the band, everything. Dion had them all professional. They were beautiful. Nice crowd. All the professional alumni from the prestigious black colleges. And it was a good time to meet people you've been knowing. But nonetheless, no, water was talked about, everything. None of this was ever talked about. Don't you think that Dion should have had mentioned that? I'm going to ask some tough questions now. Dion here doing all this shit going on in y'all city. He mentions water. He'll mention that y'all about to be taken over by a goddamn conglomerate. Give me your thoughts on that first, and then you can carry it to where we need to be before we take more calls.
Well, some breaking news that I found out, that this Jackson State's president, Hudson, has been suspended. That hit yesterday. So there's some stuff probably to some of the rumors as to what is going on now. So Jackson,
right.
somebody else is in the place of this guy. So that black, the people in Jackson, they've always been more boule than anything. And their foolishness is opening the door for the governor and the politicians, the Republican politicians to pull this. They have a supermajority in Mississippi like they do in the state of Ohio. The problem is that through something, an organization called Alex. Once they figure out how to get something passed, and once they zero the carbon copy it and send it to the next state, and all of these states that have super majorities, like Ohio and Mississippi and Alabama, what they do is rubber stamp that so that it gets all across the country. The mistake that they're making in Jackson with in Mississippi with this new law is that it is a racist law. But I suggested that all over the state of Mississippi, black folks who are in a minority in these cities use that law to carve out their own special district with funding,
right,
and police. Reverse
That's
engineer
right.
this thing, because
right.
once you start to do that, what they're going to have to do, and they should be challenging through the courts as well, because the courts should strike it down. But if the courts let it stand, then all over the country and all over the nation, black folks will have the power to, wherever they are, minority population, like the whites are in Jackson, they will be able to carve out their own special police force, courts, and all of that. And so once black folks start to intellectually use this, challenge it in the court, white folks are going to see it as a threat, because now you're trying to get Jackson, but black are minority in almost all of these cities all over this country. And so
well,
black folks have to intellectually think.
Right, now hold on, because I mean, you gave me the numbers. I'm going through your statistics here, as well as the Pew and other, a few other things. Now I'm gonna say this: could you give them? Cause you got to, y'all. Y'all talk. See, we talking like we homeboys because that's what we do. But this man is scientist. He got patents. He's doing a lot of things in Ohio. Give that press that you gave to me that has your latest writings that we did a show immediately upon reading it, which you did about the black vote. That's what this whole thing was based upon. What was that? So they can reach you and maybe get involved in some things if they want to have newsletters out. Because that was a very provocative essay you wrote, and I read the whole thing. You had a list of things that was there that we. That's why I want people to go to it, because you had a whole list of stuff: child care, how he was being. I mean, it was all the statistics was there. And my question at the end of this day. Still gonna be saying, but look what we didn't ask for nothing. We got nothing
yeah.
in return for all this high voltage, all this high voting
yeah.
that we gave this party. And let's just go by that. I mean, I know y'all hate the Republican Party. That's okay. I don't have a problem with that. But it seems to be, when I look at the history of the Republican Party, the black folks was the call. That was the Negro Party. The actual Republican Party was called the Negro Party. Now I don't know what happened for people. But, yes, I do. I ain't going to lie. But whatever took place in the 60s, the year we came into existence, seems to be very strange that we can forget such a history that was rich, even if they were mulattoes, whatever y'all want to attribute to these characters that was in Hiram Rebel and all them, that's fine. But the fact that out of slavery, our people made a decision, quick decision, to go with this party here that gave them a republic. Y'all can call it whatever you want. Plato's Republic, whatever, but it seemed to have more to the people. Now, I'm going to ask a question to all y'all. This brother here, I don't know if you want to give any information for your books, everything
yeah,
that you do. Please do that now. I want you to.
Yeah, Writers, it's a WordPress blog, and it's called Writers, WIRETS, Writers 89. So that's where you can find my blog and TQRINC. .com is the Black Empowerment Startup, and AHECENERG .com, Heck Energy Without the Y .com is the website for the clean energy and climate mitigation technologies that I have. But I listed a number of things that black politicians should be demanding. Equal
yes.
school facility funding, because a lot
yes.
of the black schools are over 50 years old. They don't have access to the funding for science and technology, engineering, math, design, and entrepreneurship. The other thing that I said, we've got to have a stop to the black women and infant mortality, high rates. We need a culturally competent healthcare system of black nurses, doctors, hospitals, our own clinics, so that we can literally stop that. And we need to demand that the CDC, the FDA, and Department of Agriculture stop allowing people to put lead and mercury in foods like baby foods that are targeted to our community. The equitable redistribution of funding, if we're 15-16% of the population, every federal, state, county, and city funding should be based on that percentage of the population, a minimum of whatever the black population. I don't care what funds are being allocated, they should be spent on black African American based on the population. From the federal all the way down to the little cities, funds should be allocated based on the percentage of the population. And black reparations, again, we need to demand that the descendants of enslaved black African Americans be given reparations in the form of land, money, a special rights and regulations, and 15% of the revenues from all federal resources that are being sold, like the telecommunications spectrum and national parks and everything that they're giving away to other people and selling those oil and drilling rights. Black folks should receive some of those compensations as a part of reparation. And one of the things I also include is a group self-tax. We literally need the ability to tax ourselves so that we can use those resources ourselves and direct them. We don't need anybody's permission to do anything with that money other than build our own economic hospitals, grocery stores, housing, medical and law and dental colleges at HBCUs and UNCLs, and implement our own seed funding and venture capital firms to fund our entrepreneurs who are trying to do some great things. The other thing is that we need to repeal that crime bill law so that we can end the mass incarceration strategy that Joe Biden helped to put in place. Because what that is doing, it's created the mindset that it makes mass incarceration profitable for corporations.
Go ahead, finish that quick. I want you to finish. Literally,
do it. So the last two is we've got a part of that whole thing, have our own banking system so that we can turn over some of that $1.23 trillion that we generate. We if you don't have your banking systems with your businesses, then you don't get to control your dollar. And the last thing is that I said we need to have a new law. I call it an anti-black sabotage law that makes the criminal for black, for white, Hispanic, Arab, or Asian organizations or individuals or law enforcement agencies to conspire to sabotage, oppress, murder, incarcerate, or interfere with the efforts of black African Americans' rights to collectively uplift and empower ourselves. These are the things that the black politicians should be introducing legislation and demanding from anybody who wants our vote come 2024, any of the policies at a state level, at the at the federal level.
Hold on. That's a beautiful thing. Now, I want y'all to know we're at the top of the hour. We're going to start bringing some more calls. I got to play this because, again, you want to hit so many buttons on that one. And I hope y'all stay in touch with this brother we are and stay connected with him.
Hey, Drive Bones, I want to ask the brother a question.
Go ahead. Make it quick.
Salute to the brother. What was his name? Mr. Manning?
Did you hear about
the article fresh off the press, CNN, that Biden's about to face on the D.C. crime law angers Democrats? And it's fresh off the press on CNN. It came out 10:06 on March the 5th, 10:06 a.m. And President Joe Biden's decision to allow Congress to potentially mix reforms to the criminal code of Washington, D.C., has left him facing sharp blowback from his own party.
D.C. should be a state.
Fails to launch.
So you,
D.C. Should be a state.
D.C. should be a state.
D.C.
Okay.
Should be a state. And anybody, especially
why?
The Democrats, who acquiesced it, because D.C. has
why?
A larger population than Rhode Island and many of those other smaller states. The,
well, who
so what
that?
They're doing
well,
to D.C. is wrong.
Rhode Island. Rhode Island. Did you just say Rhode Island? You must have heard the early
said,
part we played.
D.C. should have statehood, and those black folks who allow the Democrats to ignore D.C. statehood is a problem.
Okay.
Well, brother, man, what it is.
Hold on, everybody.
It's a Republican bill, but they mad at Joe Biden because he won't veto the bill. It's a Republican bill that's going to pass on crime in D.C. and a lot of these other Democratic areas. So, but Joe Biden won't repeal the bill, so once it get approved in D.C., it's going to take off in all the other blue states. So they basically,
okay, now,
Mississippi got a lynching bill they're going to get ready to implement again, where it's going to be, it's not going to be against the law for lynching.
That's right, I've seen that too. Now, hold on. Everybody, time out. I need y'all to chill. We got to, because I know it's a hot show. We got to get time for perimeters to everybody. I got Brother Kwame and them come on there, but I got to play this because I told y'all, we try to keep it relevant. You try to keep it where it's in your system. Y'all got that. Y'all, this whole premise, this brother put that blog. Go read his press. It's there. Numbers are there. It's very depressing. The fact that y'all gave all this energy, it's almost no response. Now, I want to know why it's okay for y'all to always talk about people, especially the black community. You want to talk about everybody else's leaders. Yeah, well, they getting results. They getting tax base. Who wants to pay taxes? Didn't you just hear that some of the biggest corporations don't pay taxes, but you want to pay taxes? That's almost crazy when you argue that point as well. But here's something that everybody, you just recently had a chance. This woman promised y'all this in California. California, I went there. Not because I went there. I seen happened to be there when I got there. Homeless everywhere. And yet nobody puts these people, forget the Republicans. I want y'all to say F the Republicans in a black people mind. You don't care about Republicans. You're only Democrats. Let's go. How come you never challenge this person?
The National Coalition of Blacks for Reparations in America.
In COBRA.
Thank you. Congressman Waters, the global reparations movement is advancing mightily on the planet. Our brothers and sisters in the Caribbean are suing the nations of Europe that had involvement in the enslavement of the Caribbean. In Europe, our brothers and sisters in London are crafting legislation. On the continent of Africa, we understand that there will be a major reparations conference in 2019-2020. Here in America, the only federal legislation, the federal push to have this country redress the crimes against African people has been H.R. 40. And now that Congressman Conyers is no longer there, we need someone to stand up and push this legislation forward. You have historically been a supporter of this legislation. We ask that you co-sponsor now, and not only co-sponsor, become an active co-sponsor. You have a relationship with the millennial as Auntie Maxine that no other congressperson has. And we're in COBRA, personally right now today, asking you to become more active in the role to push H.R. 40.
I'll be happy to do that. That's no problem. But let me tell you this. In order to get where we need to go on this issue and other issues, we've really got to understand that 2018 is important to taking back the House and taking back the Senate. And, of course, we've got to get the White House. If we want to get to the point where we can get reparations, we've got to have the power to do that. Number one, by having a supportive president would be wonderful, but taking back the House would be absolutely wonderful. And so, yes, I'm Maxine Waters. I am a progressive. I am a liberal. I am someone who is willing to step way outside of the...
She told you her agenda. She said, I am a progressive. I am a liberal. Y'all ain't picked up on that?
Here's the thing. The Democrats had control of the House and the Senate and the presidency for 2 years. And anything they wanted to do, they hid behind Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. Right. So the Democrats are sucking and jiving. They had control, and they could have gotten anything passed that they wanted to get passed, but they didn't. Nothing than Juneteenth for black folks.
Now, hold on, stop. Because I'm going to tell you something. The whole purpose of the show is I don't want y'all to now think about that. Damn, don't bring up Trump. That's magic. That's magic language. Don't think about it. That's 4 years only. You ain't only had 4 years of Trump. I want you to think back in time, you know, ahead of time, so we can get some more calls on here. We're going to bring some more calls. But all right, Brother Kwame, I got Brother Tariq first.
Can I talk to Brother Charles? Hey, Charles, I got your phone number. I got some adventures I want to kick with you, man. So my number 404, but I'm going to be calling you, man. I got your number. I'm going to be calling you sometime this week. One more thing. Detroit got their own police force. Some brothers called New Era. That's why you hear no shit in Detroit, man. Them brothers releasing their own shit, man, called New Era in Detroit.
I mean, as far as politics, what they doing? Because the black folks are still high percentage of Democrats there. They're voting for their own demise. I don't understand it. It's like, how can they
vote? I'm going to break it down. The only job of the politician is do what? Count. They look at their fucking bank account, man. So this politician is a joke. It's the people what we gonna do.
Everybody got to have politics because guess what? You're going to have to have something to get somewhere. Nothing for nothing leaves nothing. And then got to have something. Because how are you going to make something without our people even realize politics? Our money game got to come somewhere together. Somewhere together. You got to have a money game somewhere together because it ain't going to weigh. You're going to make it. They're going to be a whole new system of money. I told you. In the celestial, we passed the time. Let's hit it on. We're going to make it one more time for y'all. All y'all come. I'm going to bring Brother Tariq first. He coming from the West Coast, Brother Tariq. I want your perspective. I did not mute you. I want your perspective. I don't think I did. Hold on. Make sure I didn't mute nobody. Hold on. Let me get everybody in here. We got callers all over the place. Okay, I'm gonna take some callers. Sister, I know you was holding. Make your. I'm gonna go before I get to make. You got 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Go ahead, sister. I'm going back to the top. That's how far down we went. Damn, it's a lot of people. All right, go ahead.
Hello?
I went all the way back up to the top. I went all the way to the bottom to the top. Hurry up, make it quick. Got you.
Okay.
There.
No way. I want to thank you for coming on the show and to find out from your perspective, what do you suggest that black people do at this point that now that we know that we not benefit at all from the party that we always vote on, how do you convince the black people with all the knowledge you have, especially in Mississippi, to, you know, either go to another party or start researching their candidates, because that's a hard tackle because the Black Party is the Democrat Party has brought.
They're all Democrats. It's like it's no other. Thank you. Go ahead. Here where in Georgia, same thing.
Yeah, here in Georgia, so there's a lot of elite educated black people here in Georgia, and I know a lot of them, and I share information with them. What I've learned about the party of what the crimes they have committed just this past 2 years from, you know, the war in Ukraine to giving all our equipment to the homeless and the poor people here, they're not helping. They haven't helped any of our people. And so how do you get through those not just poor people, but the elite people?
Let me ask them that. Because that's a good question. Go ahead, brother. How did we get through that? Because, I mean, these past 2 years that our people actually put all their energy to vote for this, can you name anything? You already did it. But, I mean, how did we get them out of that then? Give me an equation. I say independent party. I say automatically just denounce both parties. If you hate both parties, become independent. I think that would be a hell of a paragraph, John. Shit. Go ahead. What's your thought on that? Give me something on that. Brother Campbell.
So who
are
you asking, brother?
Brother Campbell.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I would say start. We have to start a a political party in the areas where we have a majority, and we have to compete based on solutions and hold people accountable for solutions. So if you are a politician, you can't come with a solution, an implementable solution, then you don't deserve my vote. And you have to come with solutions to the problems that the community identify. If the community says this is homelessness is our problem, then you have to come with a solution to how you're going to solve homelessness. And if you're elected, that means you control the taxes, the resources. You determine what the priorities are. And if you get into office and you don't solve the problem by which you have already proposed a solution to, then you don't necessarily deserve to be in that office.
Somebody else to do that, but you're not going to do it through
the Democratic Party. You have to have your own political party where you have a majority of people.
This is where we got to get real. Everybody listening, it's open mic. I'm asking y'all to be suspective when I call y'all in. But I agree with you what you said in the premise. Yeah, when you get to the premise of the thing, the church. We're gonna get all 3 degrees here. The church, who is a major megaphone in most black neighborhoods, seem to have the Democratic entrenchment in them that they getting taxes them. They getting taxes them. Now, no one wants to talk about how the church is taxes them.
Right.
So this is where I get a problem with when we talk this stuff, because I bring in all the facts. Remember, this is the talk where facts matters.
Hey, Drybone, that's how Pritzker got in office in Illinois, the church. Because the Republican governor we had before, he was trying to balance the budget. Yeah, he did a lot of budget cuts, but the black people got mad. They went to the church. There was like, Republican, you got to go. And that's what we got now, Pritzker. Yeah, be careful what you ask for, because just might get it.
You might get it. Now, you did get it. Now, this is the energy that level. Now, here's where I got a problem with our people. But we all in the same different regions. My brother in Ohio, I'm in MIA, y'all in Detroit, St. Louis, New York, Georgia, all over California. Brother Kwame, Brother Tariq, come on in, Brother Tariq. What's your flow? You've been on Earth a long time. Make sure I got you in there. There you go. I think that's you. Brother Tariq, that's you? Brother Tariq.
Yeah, that's me, man.
Brother Tariq, go ahead. Let me hear from you.
Yeah.
You've been listening. Go. Use some of you.
Listen, first and foremost, come on, folks. I mean, all we have to do is go back to the 1930s and see what happened and see from there what happened, and then you'll know what's going on today. Did this country not declare bankruptcy in the city of London in 1933 along with the other 9 countries of the Geneva Convention?
Mm-hmm.
Did they not do that?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
You talk.
They declared bankruptcy, y'all. We've been on a Chapter 11 bankruptcy. In fact, if you go to the bankruptcy law and look at it, you'll see that after 4 times of reorganization, because that's Chapter 11 that we've been under all these decades, passing around fake paper, fiat paper, talking about we got money. We ain't got no money. There is no money in this country. All this is fiat based upon the very wealthy who are in control of the gold. Now, you started out talking about the gold. Listen to this. There's a technology called LIDAR, folks. LIDAR can look down into the earth and tell you exactly what's there. And they have found a 52-mile-long, 4-foot-deep, 2-foot-wide vein of gold in the center of this country. So there's no shortage of gold there. And so we're back on the gold standard, y'all, whether you like it or not. It's coming.
Right.
We're in the Ides of March, folks. We're in the Ides of March. Go look that up, because they're fixing to put on our behinds again if we don't stop this nonsense about voting. Don't you understand when you register, and the word is register, that means you turn over to them your estate to have the privilege to vote. That's what that means, folks. Come on. You have
Thank
to learn.
You.
We have to stop with the slanguage. We have to stop with the of the damn language, calling ourselves adjectives and calling ourselves international bastards, and stop. The sister told us earlier, MK Ultra, folks. that she told us we've been MK Ultra since 1944, folks. Operation Mockingbird. Come on. If you don't know these things, they're going to keep us in this enslavement mindset. That's what's going on. That's my perspective. Okay? I'm 80 years old. I'm sick and tired of hearing this nonsense from us talking about we're gonna join the system and they're gonna allow us to do the things for ourselves. No, hell no. This is our land. We are the ones built all this. We have pyramids in this land that are larger than the Great Pyramid in Giza, folks. You don't even know this. I mean, come on. You don't even know that in the Grand Canyon, you can only see one-tenth of it because the U.S. military has it completely corralled and ensnared. You can't go there. And why? Because they know that there are two cities below there. They know that all of our grand estate is under there. They know all of this stuff, but we don't know this. Why? Because we have been Project Monarch, folks. Go look that up.
Yeah.
See, that's where MK Ultra come from. That's what ran Hitler. You understand? Dr. Morrell and MK Ultra ran Hitler. You understand? So there's we don't have to go back too far, folks. Just go back to the 30s. Yeah. Yep. And in 1967, they already told us that by the 20th century and 21st century, we're going to be on the telephone talking just like we're doing. And we're going to all be having our opinions, and everybody can have their opinions when they want. And they already set this all long ago. You understand?
Now, so let me ask you, because you got a vast history of California. You sent it to me. That's why I said, come on, I'm going to say y'all for the fire, because that's how I knew. Let me ask you, because you've seen so much. You've seen both sides. I don't see how we could not think this is not our land. It seems like we've been told to hate our land, like this story been saying. And if you teach the people to hate their land, they will come up with many concoctions to say we live somewhere else. And because we said we want to live somewhere else, seems to be our biggest problem, that we don't have no fascination over this land because we've been told we was brought from another land. Now let me go with that premise, and then you can go right in. I read what you sent me. You sent me this. It is crazy. If they stopped slavery that long ago from entering the U.S., they already said we got enough black population here. We don't need no more. They stopped it alone. That's why they claim they stopped it first. How do we get the people to start realizing that it's enough people here? They didn't even need that many people to already pull off what they was pulling off. So it seemed to be like a story of the transportation system, how we don't account for who's really here already. That's the seem to be where it's been lacking.
Well, they told us in the 1790s we were in control. We were the population here. They just keep changing the names of us. They put the brand on us and call us this and call us that, and we accept it and use it and call ourselves that, and then we become that. You are what you think you are. You are what you eat. You understand?
Right.
And we are colonized, folks. Our colons have been destroyed. That's your second brain. What's your second brain? The whole mind. Come on, folks. We are eating ourselves into our graves, folks. The fact that so many of us died during this so-called scamdemic is because we eat ourselves into oblivion. We do this every single day. I know this. I used to do it until I woke up on the kitchen floor one day and said, "Damn, what happened? Oh, I fainted." Yeah. Oh, well, and then I stopped immediately thereafter with the food I was in, because when I was abroad, I didn't eat like that. And so I was I became healthy again after being iatrogenic in this country. You know, remember when we were kids, they took our tonsils and our adenoids from us and talking about, oh, well, you can have ice cream, right? Didn't they do that too?
Right.
Yeah, well, this is, again, yeah, tonsils, these...
Yeah.
They have been, Sister Washington, as you talked to and you had on the show, the sister with the medical apartheid. You don't understand. We have been subjects to the Europa peon nonsense called medicine, which they never knew anything about. They learned it all from us. You understand? So if we don't get back to our story about us and learn about who we are, then they're going to just continue putting brands on us and telling us this and calling us that, and we will continue to eat the slop and stand in line at Mickey Death and Death in the Box and
Murder King.
Death in the Box. That's a classic.
Carl's Casket. You can go there too. They got the best dog burgers you can find.
Yeah. Wendy's.
Go listen to Rabbi Finkelstein tell you what you're eating.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now hold on. Let me ask you something, because I grew up sci-fi. You older than me, but I just want to say something. I appreciate that age because, man, you give me hope. If I'm this vibrant the way you are, when I get 80, I'm going to be blessed. So I feel good about that.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question. Y'all seen Charlton Heston? I remember seeing Soylent Green, never realized Soylent Green, how deep it was. And I watched it, and I got more into sci-fi. I said, man, this is some weird-ass shit. But I started noticing we was going in that direction. Like, because I'd be saying to myself, we be eating these burgers called Beyond Burgers. We got all these groups out here. That's why I want to get into the what we eat war like I used to, because I used to be told, oh, you can't eat this. But let me ask you a question. Now, you've seen it, and how did that movie touch you that we would end up actually eating humans with this new? You were in that era. So let me ask you, how did you feel about that?
See, this is the thing. 1972, they were supposed to issue a report called the Human Nutrition Study, okay? They had spent $35 million of taxpayer money to do a study in 6 land-grant colleges to find out about human nutrition. And what their report that they put out said, and you can get it today from me, I reproduce it myself, because the USDA tried to hide it out of their library for 5 years after the study was confiscated and not issued to the public. So now, why do you think we're eating the way we are today, y'all? Come on. If they spent $35 million on a study to find out about human nutrition and then confiscate the study and don't issue it and don't even put it in their library for 5 years.
Thank you.
Oh, there must be. Yeah. And what we have done. Listen, we have been fed filth, and the fact that so many millions are dying every year is not just because of the doctors, because the doctors do kill 3-4 million people a year, you know, with their treatments, and their pills especially, because it's all made from petroleum. But when you understand how they have set us up to both finance the system through the mass incarceration. And I do agree with the brother about getting rid of that crime bill. How can you have a crime bill still going on and have Sloppy Joe in the presidential office?
That's my point. That's my point, man. Even in chess, brother. Hold on, brother Tariq, come on. Even in chess, I'm not saying either one. But if I was a chess player, I'm a Republican. I mean, I should be able to. That's how you know they in cahoots. I should be able to eat their ass up. Here's a group. Got the president. They voted the president that put all their kids in jail.
That's right.
I can't believe
our incarceration finances the military. It finances the paycheck.
Man. I don't even know what to say. Sometimes I say, man, maybe I'm not that bright. I might be.
Dick Gregory told us back in the day. Dick Gregory told us back in the day when in 1968. So, he told you already that there's no such a thing as an election. Come on now. In 1968, Dick ran for president. Anyway, he went he got 10 million votes all of a sudden in Pennsylvania, and they had to shut down the whole system and reboot it to put the correct
million votes. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Now, let's go there, because I like what y'all bring. Hold on. We ain't going to talk about Dick Gregory bad, because Dick Gregory been on a lot of stuff. I talk a lot of shit about Dick Gregory myself, but let's talk a little bit. Dick Gregory was a well-known dude. Now, I do have that tape with Malcolm seemed that the light Dick Gregory. I don't know if you ever heard that one. And Lena Moore, I'm trying to figure out. I just want to give y'all perspective because, again, you in that era. You in that era. That's my action. How do you feel about that divide back in that era where people was battling? And we find out now, hear the repercussions that you went through that we didn't go through, that you say, wow, we like, man, it was a lot of battling going on back there in them days. What's your thought on that?
And the thing with Malcolm. Come on now. I mean, Malcolm was his house was bombed, and then next thing you know, they assassinate him, and then thereafter they assassinated MLK. I mean, did they not tell you into your face what they really want to do and how they're doing
it.
With the Kennedys, they have been doing this, and the Jesuits are the ones.
Fred Hampton.
Fred Hampton.
Fred Hampton was not with that liberal shit. Yeah, go ahead.
No, he was not. And neither was Geronimo Pratt.
Right.
You see, we don't, and George Jackson again. See, we don't hook up with the proper ones. We always get the popular ones, like this whole thing about the registering to vote is a popularity contest, folks. That's all it is. They got your estate for you to go vote, and you go spend all that time and energy running behind these people who don't give a damn about you. They have shown you this. Decade after decade, and now you got the so-called BLAC caucus. I call them BLAC because they lack in every way, which way. And this whole thing about BLAC.
When I say it, all they know is trying to fill their bank account, man.
Yeah,
that's
I got Brother Crombie coming on. All y'all gonna be together. I gotta play this for y'all because I can't leave y'all without letting y'all know what they thinking. And I just think we're going into what they call the transformation. These signs, Brother Crombie, you've been saying it for a long time. All y'all, these star systems, man, y'all been seeing. I mean, the stars is like right near us. I mean, like. I said, hold on. In Florida, I took pictures. Them stars was close together. It wasn't like it was in that big picture where they were spread out. It was like they were right there around us. And I tell y'all, they want to amalgamate. They want to be alchemists. They want to be alchemists. They use the stars and everything to do alchemy on Earth. Now here's the last phase. What they telling us, you got to be able to see this. I'm not saying this, but listen to the people. How they could talk like this all on YouTube, TikTok, and y'all ain't touched yet. Must be.
Well, by 2020, we'll have computers that are powerful enough to simulate the human brain, but we won't be finished yet with reverse engineering the human brain and understanding its methods. One of my main themes, and I've developed this thesis over 30 years, is that information technology grows exponentially. The power of computers, our understanding of the human brain, the spatial resolution of brain scanning, the number of bits we move around the internet, I mean, many different measures of information technology double every 1 year, every 11 months, 13 months, depending on what you're measuring. So these technologies will be a million times more powerful within 20 years. In fact, the speed of exponential growth is itself speeding up. So in 25 years, these technologies will be a billion times more powerful than they are today. And we've already seen that kind of progress. When I was an undergraduate, we all shared computer at MIT that took up half a building. The computer on your cell phone today is a million times cheaper and 1,000 times more powerful. That's a billion-fold increase in price performance of computing since I was an undergraduate. By 2029, and I've been quite consistent on this date, we will have completed the reverse engineering of the human brain. And we've already made very good progress on that. We've reverse engineered a number of different regions, like the cerebellum, which is responsible for our skill formation, and slices of the cerebral cortex where we do our recursive thinking, and the auditory cortex, the visual cortex, and so on. By 2029, we'll have reverse engineered and modeled and simulated all the regions of the brain, and that will provide us the software, algorithmic methods to simulate, you know, all of the human brain's capabilities, including our emotional intelligence. And computers at that time will be far more powerful than the human brain. And we'll be able to create machines that really do have the subtlety and suppleness of human intelligence. And they'll combine that.
Now, this is some crazy stuff. Now, the fact that we used to talk about this as jokes, make this shit up. We all laugh at each other. Y'all smoke and drink,
never
whatever.
Joked about this.
No, we know. We talking about
Elon Musk, aka Tony Stark.
Yeah, when we was young. When we was young. Yeah. Now you hear it now. Ain't that strange? Yeah. So I'm asking y'all, how are you gonna defend something with that is this pervasive? This self itself. It's like right before your very eyes. It's magic. And we told you. Y'all just said the gold going to be taken. They got all the gold being confiscated from America. We in America, we probably the oldest generation of all that's in here right now. Everybody can't take that. Somehow something got to stop. What y'all suggest that the job would do in your own area? In your own area. Go ahead, Brother Kwame. Go ahead.
I'm glad you played that last clip. We're being fake news.
Right.
You can go on HAL Open Science, and there's an article on HAL Open Science, how a massive, massive planet, we have 9 massive planet, can affect the human consciousness when passing nearby the sun. And this is telling us that the cosmic consciousness is greater than anything man can build. He said, They had a building at MIT to put all the computers, and now we're holding it. It still can't hold the consciousness of our solar system and what comes from the sun and the moon. You're looking
right
now that Saturn is getting ready to go into Pisces, and Pluto is going into, and Pluto is back around. It comes around every 249 years. And it's back going into Aquarius, which we're going into the age of Aquarius. And this is the alignment. This country was founded in 1776. So we're seeing the whole solar. This is why as above, so below. That was the Emerald Tablet solar. Man cannot compete because divine intelligence is greater. How are you going to create what created you?
Brother Kwame. They are human beings. We are the human wombs in the planet, not them.
That's why we say our, when we talk about our stands for the original universal race. That's who we are.
Right.
The original. And so what we look at, and I thank your guest because he hit on some points, and what was doing with the one in Mississippi.
Yes.
What he's saying that they're doing in Mississippi and being able to take those small populations, we can take that bill if it's made into law now and do what we did with Rosewood, we did with Tulsa, Greenwood. We
all
incorporate
the
cities, our
all
areas
the cities
that we control.
Hold on. Let Brother Kwame go. I wanted to bring him in.
Okay, and if we incorporate and use that which they've just passed, then we are taking charge of our communities and being able to say, well, Joe Biden passed the crime bill, but it's not the crime bill. Go back to the 13th Amendment. Take them first 11 words out of there. neither slavery nor indentured servitude, except if you're duly convicted. Who makes what a crime is the person who wrote that. Take
there you
that
go.
Out.
Fourteenth Amendment. It's actually the 14th Amendment.
Take
switch
out.
And
take those words out. Except
take
duly
those words
convicted
out.
Of a crime.
Right.
When
period.
You say, when you say law, when you create the law to say what is a crime, sacred law is sentenced to peonage. Now we're going into debt slavery. Now you're getting ready to go into what? Behavior slavery. Because
yep.
if you don't keep up the algorithms, yep. then the new Jim Crow says you are captive again.
Okay, now I want y'all to keep this going constant. I got, what can y'all get a show where y'all got Brother Charles Cowell, Brother Kwame, Brother Tariq, West Coast, Brother Tariq, all the way from the West Coast, man. Much love to you always, man. Appreciate that love, getting up that early for the Dry Bone. Appreciate that.
Hey, Dry Bone.
Go ahead.
And I think I've told about this book, these two books, and I beg the family to get this. This sister, her name is Sophia Moja Nobles, and she wrote Algorithm of Oppression, How the Search Engine Reinforces Racism. And then the other one is Ruha Benjamin. She just got a new book out called Viral Justice. And the other one is Race and Technology. If we don't begin to understand what is being programmed, that's why I was saying when Tariq was sharing, that was the part about in space. They have been 1977 when they started putting satellites to survey and map making the land. They now have the technology, infrared technology. They can see into the earth and know the mineral reflection and know that, like you just said, all of that gold, a whole vein of gold is sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
From space.
Now, I'm going to say that I seen it the other day. He absolutely right. They even said, it's amazing how far, that's where they know where to get the coton for the batteries, for the cars. That's where they know to get all the precious ore they call rare earth metals. Now here's the key, everybody. I know we're talking some good stuff, but rare earth metals is under China. China seems to be
Afghanistan.
Yeah, Afghanistan. Thank you, somebody. Afghanistan. They got areas where all this is at. It ain't just in what they tell you all the time. Africa got one. They got the power to it. I'm going to tell you some stuff that y'all have been saying.
Zimbabwe,
India. Now, I want y'all to know that y'all making sense, so we're going to make some sense as we get deeper into this, to the galactic. We're going to the galactic. How many times we did a show on the Galactic Federation? That's why they had to have Stacey Abrams playing Star Trek. Now, the Galactic Federation.
Ran for governor of Georgia.
Hold on. I'm going to ask a question for you. You can answer it first. I want to know how, when we say rare earth metals, these people are able to get the population now to make concessions to give up their land and their people. These chieftains, that's why I say y'all don't be knowing the money game be going on with these big-time clan chiefs that's all over the earth. They make an agreement. They put their people on the servitude. It's ancient to them. It ain't like it is here with this 400-year thing. We devastated mentally, like, oh, it ain't happened to nobody else. You know, that's kind of the way we think. Like, slavery never happened to nobody but us. Now, I'm going to ask y'all a question before I play this clip. Now, Biden just had cancer the other day. I hope y'all heard that. He had cancer.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He had cancer. I want y'all to hear that one more time. We're going to do a Jack Bauer moment now. Now, this is coming from real people. See, we only play the facts. We don't get skits. We get the actual people to talk to you, the people who said it. Now, can you imagine Biden find out now he got melanoma? Can he look pale? It got to kill him. He can't go no longer. They cannot pull this charade off any longer.
Nope.
Lord.
They got Cali. They got CERN. They showed you Cali was CERN, the Hindu god. Now I'm gonna let you hear from a real high level person, way level higher than me. I'm a peon. But listen to the man who told you. Listen to the man who told you.
But the cops are saying it's a curse.
On October 18, 1989, in West Branch, Iowa, Gerald Ford, the 38th President of the United States, shared history with students from across Iowa. The visit was part of a conference on the role of former presidents in American society, sponsored by the Herbert Hoover Library and Museum and the Gerald Ford Library and Museum. Here's how these students took advantage of a rare learning opportunity.
Thank you very, very much. It's a very high honor and a very great privilege for me to come to West Branch and to participate in this conference, which is being held here at the Hoover facilities.
Mr. Ford, what advice would you give a young lady wanting to become President of the United States?
Well, I hope we do have a young lady at some point become President of the United States. I can tell you how I think it will happen, because it won't happen in the normal course of events. Either the Republican or Democrat political party will nominate a man for president and a woman for vice president, and the woman and man will win. So you'll end up with a president, a male, and a vice president, a female. And in that term of office of the president will die, and the woman will become president under the law or constitution. And once that barrier is broken, from then on, men better be careful, because they'll have a hard, hard time ever even getting a nomination in the future. But that's the way it's going to happen, and I think it'll probably come sometime in the next 4 or 8 years.
Because it didn't come in the 4 or 8 years. That was just you add those two together. Add the 4 and 8, 2 years and together. Together. Yep. He gave me that question. Yeah, so now you
know. Right now.
Right now. So the thing is, here it is, y'all. Here it is. I'm telling you, I couldn't think this up if I made it up. I ain't that bright. But this is unbelievable. Now, here we is on a program, gave me the whole equation.
It ain't about who you know. If it's the vice president, it's who you blow.
Come on, tell it, Derek.
Now, come on.
That's how you got there.
Now, y'all know this. Yeah. But see, here's the thing. Y'all ain't understand it. See, that's the Kama Sutra. See, India's the Kama Sutra. They got all, they was in the arts. All you got to go to Indonesia, the Nagas and them shit, those sex temples. I'm going to do a show. When I do a relationship with brother, but when we do the thing in St. Louis, it's going to be with the sex temple. Because if y'all don't get this by now, if you go to Indonesia and look up sex temples and see what these people made in stone, you got to be out your mind. Tell me I'm crazy. They got more sex practices than your sorry ass has ever done. You don't even do the shit they do on this temple.
Drop on. Drop on. Imagine what they got in the last chamber.
Right. Hold on. Switch. Thank you, brother.
Because,
in the Grand Canyon. What's in the Grand Canyon? It must be unbelievable.
Hey, look, because you know they said they were coming over here to see the Grand Khan. The Grand Khan. That's who,
right.
You know what I'm saying? That's who they was coming over here to holler.
Now,
you know, you had
now,
to
holler.
They got a photo in the Grand Canyon.
Hold on. Y'all going too far. Let's deal with that one thing. I'll ask the question. Y'all been saying Jack Bauer. I told Jack Bauer, well, look out for him, because Brother West even seen it himself. He's into some Jack Bauer movies. He's seen us in there. And Jack Bauer said that when this shit was going to break off, the real president gets fucked up in regular street terms. Sometimes a disaster happens to either get, and the female president take power, and the country goes into anarchy. Now, this is how they're going to bring in the new world order. Now, If you don't get this, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to bring everybody in, I'm going to regress. I'm just going to give you a scenario so you think I'm lying. What's going to happen is he already got cancer. They said he got cancer. They made it clear. We took a biopsy out of him. They claim they got it. Now, you see how he looked real. This man is unbelievably unbelievable. If he goes out, she is in power. Can you imagine her? And you see her handler. I said, look at her handler. That's all I got to say. He kissed the, I knew this going to happen. Because he kissed Jill Biden. That was the kiss of death. Go ahead, go fuck with it if you want to. Come on, let's have some fun with it.
Hey, dry bone.
At the Super Bowl.
They cannot allow Biden to leave the White House with dementia and Alzheimer's, right? So they got to come up with another reason to get his ass out.
Right.
Now, Laughing Camilla is going to have vice president as Michelle Obama. Something's going to happen to her ass, and then Michelle Obama going to be our president.
So you say, hold on, time out.
Hold on,
that can't happen. We got to look at facts, y'all. Facts matters.
But wait.
Now,
Michelle
Obama can't come in unless he gets rid of her. So you say he gonna get rid of Camilla?
He's gonna have to resign because of his health reasons, right?
Okay. If he resigns, then what?
Right, and then
Camilla become president, and then she gonna need a vice president. A president selects her vice president.
So she gonna right. Let me get this clear. So she gonna get Obama wife.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and then
let's lay some money eyes on this now. This is gonna be good here.
Think about it. If that does happen, Obama does third. That's gonna be a third term. Think about it. That
hold
actually
on.
Makes sense.
It makes sense. Now I'm gonna say
but
it makes
can
sense.
Can we look? Can we?
I'm looking. Hold on. I got to say one thing before I forget this thought. Brother Campbell had an app that we can all go to. I don't know if you're on the line. I tried to get you to do for the Super Bowl, but you did not do it. I said we should get the money. You said you had a money app that we can do it and transfer money secretly through SIT. Now, that's what you said. If it's not secret, it was outside the realms of reality of the other people. So, if you hear me now, remember, I said he had an app. Go, Brother Wes asked about the app. It was an app he said we could transfer this money to. I said, well, let's check into it. He didn't get into that today, but we're going to get to that. So remind yourself, Brother Campbell, to come back and tell us, because I asked you, how can we do this gambling stuff? Because the federal government is going to go to Cash App, Zelle, and everything. I'm letting y'all know this. Y'all don't have to believe me. I don't care if you believe me. It's going to start looking at all those accounts in the next, before this election. Count on it. So you can fake yourself out. He went after PPP. This is how Biden works. He went after PPP people. PPP people. I mean, people ain't really got nothing in the game but trying to get some more money to help themselves before the last days. And he went after them instead of the real people he claimed was corporations. That's how you know you're lying. Now, I'm actually on line because it's about to be into that mode. If y'all in the region, y'all in, do y'all feel safe? I'm going to ask all y'all, because we're going into the haunted mode now. Do y'all feel safe in your
home? No.
If a cyber attack, you got Candace, pretty ass Candace, Queen Candace coming on now, talking about she all over the place with cyber attack. I said, oh, shit. Candace going to give us a cyber attack. Oh, shit, we in trouble now.
Hey, all you got to do is look at that movie, The Day the Earth Stayed Still, man. So he shot power all around the world.
There you go. Wow.
And they play Independence Day. They play Independence Day all week on TV, I heard. I said, damn, they must be trying to tell us.
Yeah. Yeah, they're telling you every day. They're telling us every single day. Yeah.
Every day. Now, I'm asking all y'all now. I need y'all to think strategically, and I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all better start going on these websites and looking for stuff that y'all don't normally get on regular stuff. I'm going to tell y'all right there. I ain't going to tell you where to go because I ain't want no infringement. Y'all better start looking for stuff that ain't normal to live. That's all I'm going to tell you. Because anytime a policy told New York State that Black Lives Matter was getting paid for fucking up a city in New York, you know y'all crazy. You know you're crazy. You know you're crazy. If a city could be told,
and they killed a couple leaders of Black Lives Matter.
Killed a bunch of leaders. But the ones that said they was mad about the game they got played, like my man who did Color Communism and Common Sense, who had to be killed, Manny Johnson, y'all watched him get killed. Ain't said one word. Now, Brother Kwame and Brother Tariq, this your era. I play your era because that was a hell of an era. That era was unbelievable.
Hey, just like the brothers before Black Lives Matter. All them gone. All them young
they
brothers
dead.
Dead.
They dead. Y'all ain't care.
I ain't seen.
Y'all ain't
yeah,
care.
That's
nothing
right.
About. Now, I'm going to play stuff because I like sci-fi. Before the show go, I got to play this because after that, all y'all on here, I'm bring all y'all in. I'm going to go, so y'all, I want y'all to be respectful. I want Brother Kwame and Brother Tariq, because he on West Coast. Yeah, I want y'all to moderate because I want y'all to give us y'all perspective what y'all hearing this next generation saying. If they're going to become cyborgs, something ain't right. Now, I'm going to play this because I know you got to be. I'm going to play this for everybody. This was a movie, everybody. This was a movie. And for this movie to be played, and Woody Harrelson goes on Saturday Night Live and tell you the clue.
He told us.
Hey, y'all told you on Saturday Night Live.
That's right.
All right, what's going on? Just let me think about where to start.
Well, he saw something. What is it?
I saw a virus. I think some kind of disease.
A virus? Like what? Like SARS?
I don't know. All I know is that it's highly infectious. It may be fatal. Right now, we could all be infected. If we take this outside, we risk the whole town.
Johnny, how big is this gonna get?
I don't know. We just have to do everything we can to stop this, starting right now, Walt.
He's right. All right. All right, here's what's gonna happen. We need to make sure that everybody that's inside stays inside. I'm gonna get a few deputies on it. We'll call it a lockdown.
Lockdown?
Well, until I come up with something better.
Walt, no. No, you cannot lock the school doors with...
This is for your family's safety.
Will I get sick too?
Yeah. Maybe we should wear masks. What difference does it make? According to you, we've already been exposed. Let's get one thing straight, Mr. Smith. I'm responding to political pressure.
You have no reason to be scared. Let me ask you something, Amy. Animals. You've been around any animals in the backyard, even, let's say, a skunk, a raccoon? I'm going to swab the inside of your mouth with this little Q-tip. Trying to get a handle on this animal. Damn efficient airborne transmission. Blood tests and swabs aren't telling us much. We know it acts like a virus. It causes high fever and respiratory distress. Tracking and treating a mysterious outbreak like this would take the CDC months.
We better get started then. Anyone who hasn't been exposed already needs to wear a mask.
China? Isn't that where flu viruses come from?
Yeah. A lot of viruses come from there.
International flight to China?
That's no coincidence. Whatever it is, it originated in China.
Time is not on our side.
It's like looking for a needle in a needle stack.
We have ruled out all the usual suspects. Influenza, SARS, bacterial pneumonia.
How long is it going to take?
Well, it took 34 days to isolate the coronavirus that caused SARS, and that's fast.
I'm authorizing a quarantine on everyone who's come in contact with a symptomatic person.
There's got to be something I can do.
And the enzyme
so the chloroquine. So the chloroquine.
The chloroquine.
The chloroquine.
This is it.
This is your virus.
I'm sorry, but there's no cure for that. Chloroquine, that's an anti-malarial drug.
No. Listen, it suppresses the enzymes.
I got to stop. The same drug in this movie.
Good ass
movie. The same drug that Trump put out. Now, this is great. You know it's got to be crazy.
Come on now.
It's the Twilight Zone now.
Dark Knight.
I'm saying, wait a minute. They got a whole script. Before Trump was even president.
Yes, sir.
Way before.
Yeah, right.
And y'all
gonna
sit here. And y'all gonna sit here. I don't even know if we can even understand what's going on with all of us on this line. To see beyond the bullshit is unbelievable. This is pure bullshit.
Yes, 101. When they try to make everybody blame China, man. That's
right.
Some bullshit, try to blame China. All you got to do is bend your head up and look up in the sky and see they spraying that bullshit on top of everybody.
So you don't blame China?
Hell no.
Hold on. Let's get some clarity because that was a hell of a... See, that's a psyop. I got to make the psyop look so we can figure out. That's a good one. Now, I don't say China is all of my... But when I look at shit, I'm going to tell you what I see.
All viruses come from China.
Hold on. These are pirates. This is the crazy part. It's the crazy part. It's the crazy part. I want everybody to see something now. When y'all first heard that it was from China... Now we hear it's from China now. Now, I don't know if it's a PSYOP. Y'all going to have to make a decision here. PSYOP or not. Let's go into that.
Actually was started in Ukraine.
Hold on. We got Ukraine. I want y'all to see this. China and Ukraine all could be together for all I'm concerned. But let's go to this. The reason why I say this, listen carefully, y'all understand, if we can bring the debate to the high level, because all y'all got different thoughts, so I'm going to bring it to some fire. Even though China, let's go with our area. Who control these islands? China or who? And Russia, right? China and Russia.
Which
island? All the islands of the Caribbean, practically. China, Jamaica, all the islands of the Caribbean, Russia, and them control them islands. I don't know if you've been to the Caribbean. I don't even know. I don't even care.
China.
Myself. Yeah, thank you.
China.
I know what I'm seeing. In Miami. I don't know what you're seeing, but I know what I'm seeing. Now,
that's right. You got it.
I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing so y'all can get to. I'm in Pirate Cove. This is the pirate capital. Ain't no doubt about it. One more time. Ain't no doubt about it. Now, I went to the Mississippi. I asked Chief Warhorse. I took pictures. I sent to all y'all. Ain't no response. See, that's why I know we ain't got no power. Because the Mississippi would not even tell us. They had nothing black. No John Horse. None of that shit we talk about. None of it. I went there. I'm trying to figure out, if this is what's going on, imagine what they're going to do to black folks. I'm going to give y'all the, because y'all dealing with Anglo-Saxon Protestants. That's who fight in the Vatican. Y'all better realize that with some knights that come from Ethiopia and all this other stuff y'all don't want to believe and all this other shit y'all don't want to hear about, that's on y'all. If y'all don't know who the pirates are by now, y'all stupid. I gave it three of them, the Venetians. All you got to go to the Venetian Empire, look up all the traitors, and you will wake up immediately. But obviously, it's not meant for you.
It's the dirty Moors.
Yeah. Let's go with that one. And now we got all this shit going on. Now, Buffalo, New York, are already under a Bank of America, who is the House of Saud. Your banks, that's why they get everything. You see that tax base? Everybody in Buffalo says the tax base goes to the ARAB. Of course it does. They got businesses.
Yep.
You don't.
To the
to the Asians, the Bangladesh. The Bangladesh, and they
Bangladesh.
Work together.
Right, thank you.
They work
now,
together.
All,
so, and
all
plus,
y'all lying to each other, that's on you.
Elon Musk.
Yeah.
The Bangladesh is connected to Elon Musk.
Now,
so they have taken over Buffalo, New York, in the predominantly black, no longer.
And all the
black,
let's stop. Stop right there.
Stop
all, hold on.
Black,
stop, hold on. I'm going to connect what you're saying. All the rich people, from New York is now in Florida. We becoming New York. We becoming another island. See, Long Island.
And from what
island.
I've been reading, y'all becoming another Illinois, too, because the people leaving here going down to Florida.
Right. Now, they're going down to Florida. No, they're going to Florida, but I'm saying, we got too many people. We're going to be at 4 million in a minute with all these people. We probably already
wow.
have.
Wow.
Florida sinking,
yeah.
man. Florida going to sink in the fucking ocean, man.
Now, okay.
Y'all go down there, y'all won't.
We ain't gonna go into that debate because that's a whole other debate.
That's
that
fact,
we, that, yeah. I didn't say it was a fact. I said that's not part of the debate. The debate is, you know, it's true. We see that they already been telling you that South Beach is going in, but that don't stop them from building. I can tell you that.
Go ahead.
They
want to be stupid. Let them be stupid, man.
It ain't my money.
If these people we just got bombed.
Our own Chernobyl almost in this country, bro. We've been poisoned, mass poisoned again.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
BlackRock and Vanguard owns the stock of Norfolk Southern. Nobody talks about that.
Hold on. Thank y'all. Hold on, because y'all making a mistake. I'll make sure. Let's go with that. I asked the brother from Ohio, Brother Thompson. You heard me. You just heard from somebody from Ohio. I asked the question. Was the black people the most vocal? He said no. The mayor said,
Wow. Online,
I hope y'all listening. I said the white people are the most ones upset. Now, y'all got to ask some questions here. We that loyal to this party?
Yes. Yeah.
Come on.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Yep,
80% of the Democrats the one that took that shot, man. 80% of the people that took that shot were Democrats, man.
Wow. And brother, if you Google all the viruses that came the past 20 years in your country, you will see that it came from China. That is not hidden information. Just now, the COVID evidence just came out.
You
can't
believe China. Go get your hair done.
The evidence just came out.
No, true. Hold on. Let's be factual. Factual means that you don't go off. Factual show that I asked y'all a question. Brother West, now you can't answer. You go at that since you're making the most corrupt about this. You going to tell me that the Jamaica ain't run by China? You going to tell me that?
Oh, yeah. I don't know about Jamaica, bro.
No, hold on. Let's go to Africa. Tell me what Jamaica, tell me what China don't control in Africa.
You're right, bro.
Hold on, man. I'm just trying to make some clarity. Now you say that because you only believe that they do that one thing. Because you believe they don't do. You say they don't do diseases at all. No diseases come. Where's Wuhan at? Tell me where Wuhan at then. Where's Wuhan?
Now we got to remember DARPA plays with creating vaccines too, and the DOD, and the Biden.
The labs in China are owned by the United States.
I'm trying to get you.
That's correct. And in
Ukraine. All I'm telling y'all is he got to say something. Maybe now y'all said it for him. Okay, so now we got DARPA. Then now we're going to go into Chairman Mao. If Chairman Mao went to Yale, he scalded phones. That's a fact. So
322.
I'm not going to debate that stuff no more because y'all should know already.
Chairman Mao was in France and graduated in France and was financed by the French Rothschild.
Well, he's a Yale too. Go look it up. He in Yale. Go look it up.
All right. Then that doubles it.
He in Yale. That's a fact. Mao Zedong went to Yale, and all of them started that so-called eugenics program. If y'all look up eugenics, the Asian Empire took up eugenics as well. That's why they sacrificed their people. Now, I'm going to ask y'all a question. I'm going to show you how I'm not even that bright. I went and did some research, which y'all sent me, find out Hiroshima could never happen because the white guy said earlier, who was a physicist, they wasn't ready for the actual detonation, just like they wasn't for this. So they fake it. They say that's mustard gas. So investigators, the shit y'all don't go look up that we do, for y'all who don't go look up the real all the way shit, why Godzilla is so known. I said, wait a minute. Go look it up. Go look it up. It's factual. They saying that they faked Hiroshima because the physicist that they killed later had some memoirs. They come out saying, oh, it could never have happened at that time because they had not done the fusion for it to do what it was supposed to do for the nuclear bomb. They did that later. For the detonation.
But did they just have a uranium fire in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, where they put together the H-bomb at?
Yep.
Thank you. They just had a uranium fire in Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
Right. We got to say in America, I told you, unfortunately, that the question is, the people you see in the Purge, I'm telling y'all, I'm not, see, I don't make up stuff. I tell you the fact. The people in the Purge is who y'all say fighting the Vatican. The Anglo-Saxon.
Protestant.
They call, yeah, there you go. I mean, how many times we got to say it to you? It's common sense by now. It's common sense.
Hey, it's just like here in Illinois.
Right?
The people pushing back against Pritzker are the white, the poor white people downstate.
Right.
Illinois is a red state.
Right. What's happening is, everybody, listen. You can't blame these people because you don't, somehow you don't forgot your own history. It's just, it's a sad statement, but it really is.
Hey, all the person I blame is myself, man.
Right, that same thing too, but even though you got here through a conglomeration, no one gets here by themselves. That's almost made up because you had to have two people. Even you got to, even yourself got
to. Yeah, my mom and dad had a conspiracy,
right.
Bro.
Hold on.
Your mom and dad had a conspiracy.
Right, so you got the first concepts from them. Don't blame nobody. Your first conceptualization comes from the two embryos that made you, and they gave you your concept. After that, it's rampant. But unfortunately,
really, you come from the thought of God, man. That was the thought
you
of God.
You could say whatever God. That brother, hey, Bahama brother, my Richard brother. We looked up the word God. Thank goodness he kept going. This brother kept going. Jack Bauer kept going. Man, when y'all find out what God, when y'all be saying God, I kept saying, why y'all saying this masculine term? I'm against
creator.
I want, bro, don't tell that answer yet. We're going to do a show on that. Let's see if they really did the research to find out what God is. Don't say one word. Don't say one word.
If you're a Democrat, you believe in the bat transmission. If you're a Republican, they got a versus going on. If you're a Republican, then you believe in the Wuhan lab escape. So which one are you? Are you a Democrat?
Which one are you? I just said it. See, I just gave you something I didn't even know what you were going to say. I said, look at the thinking. Now, some people say,
that's Batman shit.
We just told you. They all together. Think about this, dude, everybody.
Who is the Batman?
They gave it to you. They gave it to you in Bonanza. In Bonanza, that no one talks about, I love that show, Bonanza, when they brought Hop Singh in, they told you. When they did Kung Fu, with David Carradine, they told you. You ain't paying no attention. That's your, see, our generation was not
the Green
universal.
Hornet.
Yeah,
Green Hornet.
Bruce Lee. My thing with us is, we so been perpetrated by only talking about this one group. And not knowing that it's already been globalized, the whole earth came over to the new enlightenment. It was called the new. Now, they didn't care who was on the new enlightenment because they knew it was enlightened. They already knew it. What happened before that is this history that's been
job on.
That's the fact.
If you take the L
Nobody
out of
knows.
Gold, what do you have?
God. Yep. You already heard. That's why we love
but
you.
You get liver.
That's why the last plague going to be dog, man. You're fucking with them dogs. That's the last plague. Flip that word, them letters around.
So,
new dog. God.
Hold on.
That's the last plague. All y'all got dogs.
Because you
dog.
Already said something. What do you think the dog's going to do to him? Give me what you think they're going to do. Tell me just why you think that for a minute.
That gain of function. They already got the gain of function where the virus jumping species now. Okay? Jumping from chicken to man, bird flu.
Hold on, because I want to ask some questions. Now, I would say the dog is the most licked, most used animal. Now, because the dog got a special life to these people that y'all don't want to hear about.
Mm-hmm. Who is man's best friend?
The dog star.
But it
represents the dog star. So the dog is connected, they claim, to women. That's why, and you notice she was licking women. If y'all enter any type of reality of what goes on in the porn world, a dog is was being used for thousands of years, thousands. And so it's sheep.
And Remus.
Yeah, the Ruminus and Remus.
Thank you. Nursed by the dog.
So I ain't got a problem. I just leave it at that because people that can't go that far like you talk about, Brother Kwame. See what I'm saying? You talking real shit because dog has been a nurturing animal. So the women love it. It got a strange year. It's 7 years. You got to wonder.
Mm-hmm.
His life is a 7-year span. And it comes, and it's no, first of all, if y'all knew the wolf thing, the wolf and the dog are the same people.
That's right.
Canine.
It's canine.
Right. So let's go with this.
Canine.
Now, let's go with this because, again, America don't lie to us because Anubis, but then somebody, Brother Tomos, I know he come on here, I have to invite him on because he won't come on without coming. I'm going to invite, because he mentioned to y'all a long time ago, and even these threads, that most of the hieroglyphic teachings come from the Arabs. Black folks don't realize this because you're dealing with the color game. The Arabs don't play that. Africa don't play that color game like you do. They on tribal, and for the test of your tribe, on their nation. Y'all on some different shit, color. They don't give a fuck. The African could be an Arab darker than your ass ever could be, and because he ain't from that tribe, he don't give a damn about that tribe. So y'all talking a whole different thing. So
Arabs are, if you consider yourself to be an Arab, you are heavily melanated. You ain't just no pale Arab.
Right, they don't care. I can tell you, I've seen bunch of them. They don't care. They cool as hell, especially the hip-hop generation ones. They into the ones that get with your kids now, to go to school with your kids. They not the same like when we was coming out that black era. They're different eras. Y'all got to see the whole era change now. That's why I don't know if y'all can see this or not, because your kids hang with these people. They all the same. They geeks.
Yeah.
All the same. They don't even do the same thing we do. Geek. They don't even do the same thing we do. So here we are. Got to realize now, I'm telling y'all some shit that's going to be real for y'all. Your kids is geniuses. Y'all don't even know it. The problem is
the gene of ISIS.
Yeah, they can't. They're so smart. They smart. They have now given. We're gonna do a show called. Most of y'all who old school know this, but y'all gotta realize the New Age movement is a powerful move. The New Age movement was the most biggest religion over Christianity, over all of them. The New Age movement is the Gnostic movement, the movement of the enlightened. So that movement has never, ever stopped. That movement right now is the ones running shit. You're going to start